It is Big Sav. It's 10 o'clock in the Lone Star State. Yeah. It's about that time for Nefertiti.
You're listening to WTRG Radio. Nefertiti, the cosmic game.
All right, y'all know what time it is, baby. It's 11 o'clock out there on the East Coast. You only know what time it is. It is time for the Nefertiti Surviving the Game, baby, right here on WGAG Radio. So what y'all want y'all to do is sit back, go grab your drink, you go relax, and we are going to have us some fun tonight. I got some real nice things lined up, and we're going to talk about some stuff, what's going on. And I just got a topic that got to be touched. It's like, it's called temptation. Is temptation the devil luring you in, or is it something that you must experience in life? All right, y'all get ready for Surviving the Game.
I know what you were all about back when I did.
That's that classic, classic surreal right there with that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis joint. I didn't mean to turn you on. I'm telling you, a lot of people don't get that song, but a lot of people do. Let me tell you, though, we're going to keep things pushing. You are tuned in tonight to Nefertiti Surviving the Game. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. It's going to be a real, real hot show. We're going to have a lot of fun, so kick back and relax. Here we go, y'all. there. Got me hanging on the stream. But I feel the energy tonight. It's going to be a dynamic show, man. And if it ain't, it's still going to be one. So y'all just keep back and relax, though. Only right here on...
Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other...
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact statement tonight, the Talking Points memo.
Hot damn politics.
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 Hot damn
politics.
Hot damn
politics.
Hot damn
politics.
Hot
damn politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back.
Hot damn politics.
Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Only on WTAG Radio.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Don Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, or JulieGodson.com.
WGAG Radio.
All Eyes on Egypt presents the Holy Tablet, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zodok Yoel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up, be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
Yeah, it's your boy Jay Illa. And when I ain't here banging out these amazing beats, I'm cooling with my peeps at the Don Coleon after party. Come through and chat it up with us anytime. Meet up with the Brain Trust. Come listen to some good music. Get caught up in some good conversation. You may even catch a building session from time to time. Learn something new. Get yourself inspired. What you gotta do, you have to go to www.powtalk.com. Search Don Coleon the after party. And there you are. And here we go.
I want you to try and tell us everything that happened. Anything you can remember.
Anything you can remember.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Yeah. SOS, just the way you like it. But like I said, y'all, y'all getting ready to kick back. We getting ready to start this show, y'all. Let's get it popping. Here we go.
All right, all right, all right. You're gonna learn today.
Yeah. Y'all know what time it is, right? Y'all gonna put y'all motherfucking hands together, turn your motherfucking radios up, cause it's the one and only Nefertiti, Surviving the Game, every Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on WGAG Radio. Let's get it.
All right, all right, all right. You gonna learn today.
Introducing the master of all masters, the post-sportscaster, host of Surviving the Game, Nefertiti.
Organize everything I do's revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these really think you should. I live, I die, I organize everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these.
Going on, everybody. Yes, yes, yes. You are tuned in, baby. You are tuned in to WGAG Radio. And this is me, it's your girl, Nefertiti of Surviving the Game, baby. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I got a lot of fucking energy tonight, seriously. I really, really do. And I don't know, you know, sometimes it just be like that. You know, some shows you just, you like, you kind of dragging yourself to get up to do it. Some shows is just, like, regular, but I've gotten to the point I've done enough shows that I can, like, feel the energy now. You know what I'm saying? Like tonight I have a lot of energy. I don't know why per se, but it's always a good thing because that's what you want to bring. You want to bring that pop. You want to bring that pizzazz. It's been a great week of shows on WGAG Radio. Real talk, starting with the Donna Coleon show on Monday, all the way through to Wednesday night. Hot damn politics was popping. I don't care what nobody say. Brother Sin, Calvin Williams, I don't care what nobody say. That show is popping. We are 12 episodes in, and every show gets better. And that's what it is. It's like the stairway to heaven, man. That show was on cloud nine and every other show. So, and it was capped off today by another great Donna Coleon show this afternoon. It was just a hell of a topic. You know, you talk about the exoteric, the esoteric, talked about, you know, Black History Month and what's really popping on and what's the real cause of Black History Month. And, of course, it was founded by some NAACP fucking goons, government workers. And so it was just a great show. So you go back into the archives. If you didn't hear the show already, download that bitch and just listen to another great Don Nicoleon show, baby. Yeah, yeah. And I'm always, always a pleasure of mine to be on that show. Yes. So, like I said tonight, man, we're going to touch on some things. We're definitely going to get into temptation tonight. I really want to get into what temptation truly is. Is it like the devil pulling you off of your path? Or is temptation something that you just have to experience in life? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how people look at it. That's kind of how I see temptation now. It's like temptation is it something you have to take and do for you to have that experience, or is it the devil really creeping in and trying to bust up shit in your life? You know, and we're going to touch into that a little bit later on in the show. But at first, you know, I don't have no real sports for y'all tonight, real talk. And, you know, that's like if I had a boo monitor, I would really be booing myself at this point because, shit, I am Nefertiti, the sports connoisseur. And it's like it's a whole bunch of basketball games going on. I can fucking report the score, but, I mean, is that really giving you some in-depth sports? Not really. It's like the Lakers are on, you know, they play in Portland, blah, 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 you know. So I gave you all the stuff that was needed to be said, and of course, like clockwork, my daughter Yannin, aka Janan, comes in and calls my name. You gotta love the kids, man. Neff loves baby. So they keep me on my toes, straight up. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, J1 said no sports talk at all. I mean, damn, J1, I'm all sports out right now. I am the connoisseur, but it's like I don't have shit to say about sports. You know, who would ever thought that shit, you know? But that's why I am tonight, because there's just some stuff that I really want to get into this, you know? And Mush said, you talking about temptation? Are you trying to get me to call in? Well, yes. Yeah, call in, Mush, if you dare. You know what I'm saying? The show is called Surviving the Game. Hey, and that's Surviving the Game is related to so many things, Mush. Surviving the Game could be temptation. Surviving the Game could be your goddamn children. You know, Surviving the Game could be a marriage. You know what I'm saying, Mush? That's why I love the title. Don DeCoyo was brilliant for another masterful title of a show, you know, Surviving the Game. It was her brainchild, because I remember I wanted to call the goddamn show The Ladies' Locker Room. I don't know if y'all remember that. That was like when I first called in. She was like, yeah, we're going to do a show. I was like, yes, Ladies' Locker Room. She was like, no, it's garbage. You know how Dolls say that shit? She'd be like, no, it's fucking terrible. And I was like, all right, okay, you got me. Like, how was I going to object to that shit? You know what I'm saying? Someone who had a successful show already was doing their thing, you know. So I took it in stride, and the show is taking on a life form of its own, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Sexism. Hey, sexism is surviving the game. All those things, you know. But first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to everybody hanging out tonight. Like I always say, you can be doing anything and anyone, but you here tonight hanging out on WGAG Radio and Surviving the Game. God damn, it's going to be a hell of a show tonight. Yeah, so I want to give shouts out to everybody, starting with the, you know, the one and only, the Don herself, Don DeCoyone. What's good with you, Don? I see Black Achievement USA is definitely hanging out. What's going on with you, Black Achievement? Good to see you in the building tonight. I see Denzel Maurice is hanging out with us tonight. What's good with you, baby? Denzel Maurice, the mighty, mighty, mighty wise fireliner and co-host of Hot Damn Politics. Was good with your fire liners, man. It was a hell of a conversation going on in the AP. You know, let me get hand claps for that. I caught the last end of it. But let me tell you, man, if you like not in the fucking after party, you are such lame, real talk, because some real life fucking conversations go on in the Don DeCoyone after party. You know what I'm saying? And it was one going on today amongst the Brain Trust and people alike. You know, he was getting some real heavy shit. And it was, you know, and I can hear like the passion in people's voice. That's why I love niggas. You know how I'm gonna do a skit, man. I'm gonna do like a drop for why I love niggas and hate niggas at the same goddamn time. I'm gonna do that. I'm definitely gonna do that. You know, I'm going to just, like make a why I hate and love niggas at the same goddamn time, just like some music and stuff, because it's real. Because what goes on in the after party is definitely one of the reasons why I love niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because when you around, like, niggas and Nubians who have, like, real intellect, it's a beautiful fucking thing. How can you not grow from being around those types of individuals? How can you not see life from a whole nother perspective when you are hanging around and you are in the presence of niggas and Nubians alike like that, man? And that's real talk. So let me finish getting the roll call before I get into something. I see Kevin G is in the building. Kevin G was like, well, you can talk about Jerry Buss's death. And I'm like, do I really want to talk about fucking Jerry Buss, even though, you know, he was a great fucking owner out of the 17 championships in the Lakers? He was the owner of 10 of them, but come on. Do I really want to waste airtime talking about a dead goddamn cracker named Jerry Buss? Real talk. No, I don't think so. We're not doing that. You know, so I kill him. You know, I'm just not going to give. That motherfucker got so much airtime on ESPN. Every time I turned it on ESPN, it was like, you know, Jerry Buss. And, you know, like I said, sports is definitely a religion in this country. And it's a couple things that will not die. That's religion and entertainment. Okay? Those are two things that will forever be here until this motherfucker completely collapse and is birthed anew. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always going to, you know, sports is a part of who I am. It had a profound effect on my life. It's a part of my being, and so it's always going to be a part of me. And so you're always going to hear Nefertiti speak on it. You know what I'm saying? And it was real interesting on today's on Don's show when was playing that Hellify game that Vavilon Don created. Well, not created, but that he brought up. And you know, and I was slow. They kind of cheated. You know what I'm saying? And I was hesitant for like a millisecond, and I got put out. And then I came back and was like, shit, I should have said some, like, great sports lines, you know, like commitment to excellence and shit like that. And then I was like, no, that's fucking exoteric. But then I started to realize, you know, you have to, like, recognize who you are and what are aspects of you. And I know I still have a lot of exoterism. Is that a word, pretty? Exoterism? I don't know if that's a word. But I just think I just made that up. But it's cool, but I have a lot of still exo in me. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's a Raider fan. And it, Mr. Diaz, he was like, commitment to excellence. Yes. That, hey, what can I say? I'm like right down the way from the goddamn Coliseum. I can walk to the Collie, okay? Well, you know, I can. Seriously, real talk, baby. East Oakland's finest. So, but, you know, but what I learned is that while a lot of us are still very exoteric and maybe in some of our thinking, and but you have a hunger inside to yearn for more and have like a deeper meaning of life. Because let me tell you something, I've been through the system, okay? And when I say the system, I don't mean like I went to, like in a system, foster care and anything like that. I mean like the system as in, you know, this dictation of school, you know, getting great grades through elementary, junior high, high school, doing decent on the SATs and they send standardized fucking tests, going to a university, doing well there, graduating, playing, you know, athletics, excelling, and then playing professionally. But what I found out and what I've come to realize is that it stagnates the true light inside of you. You know, when I say the true light, that's in your solar plex, that's what all these systems are designed to smother, is your true light. Okay, and they have you thinking as they do, seeing things through their eyes and not your first eye that you have. And that's really what I've come to have understanding of. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I can explain it, you know what I'm saying, because it was something that hit me at the age of about 32 years of age. I'd already had my first child, you know what I'm saying, and by the age 32, something inside of me said, you are incomplete. It's something missing from you. It's something that your spirit, like, yearns for, and it was this other knowledge, you know what I'm saying? That's what it was, you know, and that's something that's inside of you. It's going to call you. It's not like you just say, oh, I think I'll just go ahead and study this. No, I think this kind of shit calls you. And at the age of 32, when I'm sitting at home going through a midlife crisis, and yes, folks, I went through a midlife crisis at 32 years of age. I know a lot of y'all be like, what, 32? Bitch, what's wrong with you? But I did, because I didn't know what I was going to do without fucking dribbling a ball and shooting it, because it was my life. It had become a big part of who I am, and what the hell am I going to do now? I'm a mother now, you know what I'm saying? So on top of the maternal instincts coming, it's like, what is the next chapter in my life? And so something inside of me had me go seeking the information, and it led me to the individuals in which I'm dealing with today, a.k.a. the Brain Trust. Yeah. And now I'm a student all over again. I'm a student all over again. And there's nothing wrong with being a fucking student, you know what I'm saying? Some people have you thinking it's like, you know, you don't have it, you know what I'm saying? Because some shit you are born with, there's a particular level of wisdom that you are born with, yes, and it's a particular level of experience that gives you another kind of wisdom, you know? you know. I'm a student. Yes, I'm a student for myself this time. Absolutely, Firelinus. I'm a student for me and my children. Because now I can bring this to my little people so they don't have to go through the mind fuckery that I did. So it's a total brainwashing, and not a brainwashing of it's leading that's like, you know, like I'm trying to gain spiritualism, because what I've learned too is that you can't gain spirituality. You know what I'm saying? You can't, that's, I mean, you can't, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? I'm kind of lost for words, but spirituality is not something that, like, you read a whole bunch of books on and you're going to gain spirituality. It just comes through you. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, it's your light shining very, very bright. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. And so, like I said, now I'm a student again, and I'm a student for myself and for my children. And so it's a beautiful thing. And it's definitely, yes, it's brainwashing of a beautiful fucking kind, Mr. Dia. You know what I'm saying? So, man, let me give a shout out. I mean, people still coming on in. That's what's up. Y'all know what time it is, baby. It's surviving the game. I already said, I see G's in the building. G still learning. I love that name, G. I love G still learning. And that, every time I think of that, I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of us are forever students. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about the students that's 50 years old still going to college and getting goddamn debt. Like I said, it's the students, you know, of this life, you know, of this school that we're in. And so G still learning, I give you major props for that. Because even though you speak with a lot of intellect and a lot of wisdom already from just hearing you and everything, you and Miss K, you know, but you like, G still learning. Like I said, it ain't no shame in that game, baby. There's nothing wrong with that. So that's what's up. I want to say what's up to Get Real, hanging out with us right here tonight. I see all the guests hanging out with us. What's going on? Ja Elohim Bay is in the goddamn house. What's going on, Jael? Like I said, Kevin G from the Bay Area. What's going on with you, Kevin? And the other Bay Area representative. I got two Bays in the house, and I don't mean L Bay. I mean representing the Bay. Mr. Dia is in the building. How you doing, Mr. Dia? I see Omeka A is in the building and Pretty Brown Eyes. Like I said, the other spot we go to is the Don Nicolion after party. So I want to give shouts out to everybody hanging out over there right now. I see My Way 47 is in the building. French Toast is in the building. What's going on, French? Yeah, I know French Toast, man. French, yeah. French is a cool dude, though. I'm glad French is in here. He's hanging out. That means that he's doing very, very well. So it's good to see French Toast back hanging out in the after party. That's what's up. Yeah, I see Coco La Femme is hanging out with us. Coco, yeah, what's good? What's good? I see Sock Kim Rock. It's the God. Sock Kim Rock. It's the God. Sock Kim Rock. Yeah. Brooklyn's Finest, man. That's my homeboy, man. That's like my hip-hop debating buddy right there. And Scientific Nerd, Sakim Roth, definitely hanging out. Brother Sin 7 is hanging out over there. What's good with your Brother Sin? Owner of the goddamn Blueprint, a.k.a. the graveyard, the mental graveyard. But it's all good. That's Brother Sin 7. Yeah. Hell no, French Toast. This nigga French Toast said I'm getting some head. You cannot be getting head and listening to my show. That's weird, French. I'm just gonna tell you that you're freaking me out. Because like my voice is going on. You got somebody sucking your dick. I don't even know how to take that. I don't know if that's a flatter. Is that a compliment? Look at that. He said real talk, man. Hey, this is real nigga radio, so you got to keep it real. He said he getting head. I was getting some. Hey, and he just happened to be doing it while listening to Never T Surviving the Game. So that's what it is. Oh, shit. You know, hey, Firelighters, you know he back in health, baby. You know he in good health. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's getting head while listening to a radio show. That's gangster. Oh, DC niggas are just gangster. Let me give hand claps for that. And the person and the woman that's serving you right now, French, okay? That hand clap was for y'all. See, Miss K is definitely in the building. How you doing, Miss K? The other half of Miss GJ, Miss K is definitely hanging out with us in the triads. My daughter just walked off with something of mine. She's very slick like that. She didn't just say anything. She was like a thief in the night, just kind of like was smooth and very genuine, like a really good pickpocket. That's what she just did right now, and she's walking out. What's up, Jay Illamir, my favorite producer from the Lone Star State? What's hanging out? What's going on with you, Jay Ella? Self-guided man, my favorite anti-feminist man. If you ever want to see stuff about the black man and in all his glory, check out Self-Guided's Facebook page. You know, and you know what? And I ain't mad at SG because that balance is needed. Real talk, seriously, that shit is needed for like you brothers out there. Like the brothers, like. Get, like, no fucking love a lot of the time, you know. And SG just be keeping that goddamn balance. He like, goddamn, it's a lot of fucking brothers doing, like, real shit out here and keeping it real and doing real work and being, you know, real solid men. And SG be like, goddamn, just don't forget about us. You know what I'm saying? So that balance is definitely needed because we all play a part in this. The sisters, you know, and raising ourselves up because that's what that shit is about. You know, I always say, it's, you know, it's like the women are the planters of the seed and we are the cultivators, you know, of the land. And so if we cultivating ourselves, that's definitely how the family will grow, you know what I'm saying? But we also have that other half of us, which is our Nubian man, and that's what's up, too. And you can't forget about them brothers, man, because, you know, a lot of brothers be doing well. I heard a motherfucker say that, like, 70% of children are in single-parent homes. And I'm just not going with that 70%. I'm just not going with those statistics. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? And I'll definitely say who I heard that from. I heard that shit from Abundance Child. And I'm like, I was kind of like disappointed to hear her say that to spew a stat like that. You know what I'm saying? 70% of black children are in single-parent households. And I'm just like, I don't give a... I'm not feeding into that goddamn logic. You know what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of families together holding it up. You know what I'm saying? You just don't hear about them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, man, I'm just not giving that motherfucker that kind of credit to say that 70% of us is walking around motherless and fatherless and, you know, and all that shit. When in fact, it's so many of us that are keeping this shit together and growing serious families. You know what I'm saying? Look at GJ, Miss K, you know, myself, Don DeColeone, you know what I'm saying? And even if the ones who don't have so-called partners, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, they're going to have their time, you know, and the reunification of a so-called Splinter's family is going to be one again. But I just don't give it 70%. I'm not, fuck that number. I rebuke that. Fuck that number. Real talk. That's just how I'm feeling about that. You know, fuck that 70%. I'm not riding with 70%. Now, how about that? We always talk about breaking the goddamn spells around here. Fuck 70%. Now, and as we move on, what's going on, Antichrist? I see Spicy's in the building. What's up, Spicy? Spicy said, don't cuss me off for being late, baby. You are never late. You right on time, Spicy, and that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? And I got that for you, Spicy, man. I know, you know, Spicy gave me a task to do, and I have not completed it, Spicy. That shit will be done on Monday, okay? You know what I'm saying? So don't bite my head off, Spicy, because Spicy will push one, and this motherfucker be like, what's wrong with you, bitch? I gave you that shit on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? She's like, hey, bitch, I gave you that shit last week. You ain't finished yet? No, like, see, I'm like so slow sometimes. Yeah, so don't bite my head off. What's up, Queen Vita? Just entered the building, man. QV's definitely in the building. Hey, Firelands, yeah, who's counting? Real talk. Who's counting? You know what I'm saying? Because long as we got loved ones surrounding us, man, that is a family. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. We come from 70% this. Now, if you got people who care in your immediate circle, that is the black family. Okay? It don't have to be a husband and a wife and all. Like, because if that's your village, that's your village that's raising the children right there. That's the village. You know? As long as you got them people around you, everything's going to be all fucking okay. you know. And so, like I said, I don't go by that goddamn 70% anyway. So yeah, that's my what I had to say real quick, man. So we about to get into a little bit of some of the entertainment that's popping off. Still sightings of green balls of light, y'all. Still sightings of green balls of light. And this time, where all the dolphins was, y'all. Remember how it was like them hundreds of dolphins off the coast of San Diego? People in Santa Barbara, San Diego, all off the coast of in Pacific Ocean, which is California, said that they have been seeing green balls of light going into the water now, y'all, going into the ocean. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? So make of it what you will. Bring your conjectures, bring your thoughts, your conspiracy theories, whatever the case may be. There's things happening on the planet right now. Some say we're hitting up. I saw I give you the white man's rendition right now that I heard earlier, is that we're going through a meteor belt that we're going through. Let me do my best white guy impression. We're going through an asteroid belt and you know, and we're catching a tail end of those asteroids and those meteors, and that's why we're seeing such an activity of meteors hitting the planet right now, and it's just something we've never seen before. And it's such a phenomenon right now, people. It's something you should behold. Nah, man, look. Yes, Fireline, it's what they said, you know. It's like it was floods of eyewitness accounts of green balls of light going into the Pacific Ocean, you know. And to me, it's no coincidence that it was just where hundreds and thousands of dolphins were seen streaming off the coast. So like I said, man, people, they left to their thoughts with that shit, and that's just what it is, you know. Oh, shit. Dale said, why is Neff talking like that? Yeah, pay attention, man. That was my fucking, what's his name? Give me any kind of commentator on one of those damn networks. That was my rendition of one of those guys, you know, goddamn, you know. J1, what you gonna do? He kind of slow. I don't know. You can't make fun of slow people. It's cruel, you know. What's going on? Hey, what's going on? I see Sister Zena's in the building. Mills just came up in here, too, man. Yeah, the family is definitely piling on in, you know. Sakilma said the ocean houses life for other worlds. Hey, that's, you know, Sakilma, yeah. I definitely subscribe to that shit, you know. Absolutely. The waters are so deep. It's so goddamn vast. They don't know what's down there. They couldn't have a clue of what goes on in the deep blue when it's really black, you know. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely how something that is seen on blue on the surface, as you go deeper and deeper, it goes into darkness. And as Don read earlier, darkness is tranquility. Darkness is peace. You know, and that's what, like, the ocean, like, represents all those goddamn things, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. You can always see, like, metaphors of universal thought all around us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what it is. Jael said the sun is what makes it look blue. Yeah, well, you know, everything is a reflection, you know. Absolutely, Elohim, no doubt about that. So I got a couple hands up early. That's what's up. Love it when the we get the hands up, when we get the participation popping early in the show. So I'm definitely open up the line of the one, the only Babylon Don in the building. Can I get a mic check from you, Babylon? Did I push that correctly?
Really know what's going on now.
What's going on, Babylon Don? Yeah, I see you 631. I see you 631337. I see you. Hold on. What's going on, Babylon? What you got?
Hey, you know, I just want to get in on the goddamn green ball situation. I ain't even know about that, man.
Hell yeah, man. I you know, check out beforeitsnews.com and check out all the eyewitness accounts off the Pacific coast here, right in Southern California, off of the green balls of light that people are seeing. And it was heard sonic booms, too. Sonic booms off of Santa Barbara. Yeah, sonic booms. Green light going into the ocean, baby. Is hey,
Hey.
So are you gonna go into that enough? You got a little article in it where they give any
It wasn't an article. It was a video, but they were showing the actual eyewitness accounts, like the written in blogs and everything, and people's eyewitness accounts to it. What do I have? I have on GeorgiaGossip.com. You go over there, and people talked about more green light hitting the planet. I had an article on that. As a matter of fact, let me go pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But go ahead and give us your thoughts real quick while I pull that up, if you may.
Okay. I just wanted to know enough, like, kind of like what they saying is the cause of the green light. That's basically.
You didn't hear my what's his name? Hey, Firelinus. What's that man who do Meet the Press? What's the white guy's name that do Meet the Press, Firelinus? That was my rendition of him. Something Gregory is his name. David Gregory. That was my David Gregory impression. They're saying that the meteor were off the, you know, the asteroid belts are coming into our solar system, and that's why we have all this meteoractive activity and all these green lights that are coming in. So, yeah, that's what they were saying. You know, that's their explanation.
Well, see, I do hear him. But my question is a little bit more intricate than that. It's like if you go to the doctor and then the doctor, you say, what's these green spots on my baby? And then the doctor say, oh, they'll go away. And then the people just forget about the fucking question. So I'm going to ask the question again.
Mm-hmm.
What is causing the green light? Did they explain that? Like, what's
causing? Hell no. I mean, they can't. They really can't.
Okay.
They can only give you something like we're getting the tail end of an asteroid belt that's coming into our solar system. That's as good as it's going to get, Babylon. That's as deep as it's going to go for them. You know, and speaking of those green spots on your baby, I did ask that question to my pediatrician when I first had my daughter because it was profound on her body, on her backside, and on her lower back.
What did they say?
Oh, he said those are mongoloid spots. And this is let you know that we're all. Yeah, he called them mongoloid spots. Isn't that something? Mongolian spots they were called. And he said they would go away. And they're green. And they still ain't gone. She's 4 years old. And they still there.
Exactly.
No.
So we know they weren't fucking Mongolian spots then.
No, and I ain't asked them because I ain't been back. You know? fuck that pediatrician. Real talk.
Right.
And there was a brother too, guy named Dr. Bean, and you know, and it's cool. I mean, he all right, you know. I mean, I don't think he truly mean no harm. You know, he a Muslim brother. You know, Nubian nigga Muslim. You know,
but if he's a Nubian nigga Muslim, he should know about the green light. And I like
shit. You know. I think they be like tiptoeing that shit, Babylon, you know, because I remember when I first had the children and I took them in and they were talking about shots and I was like, nah, I'm not doing the shots, you know, but I wanted to hear his explanation on why I shouldn't do the spots. And he goes, well, I'll tell you this. He said the human species has been in existence long before there was ever a vaccine. And I said, well, you just earned some brownie points, nigga. I said, well, you know, you're not just a straight-up liar through and through. So big ups to Dr. Gary Green.
Hey, if you say that, big ups to that nigga, though, Kyle. He down so put one down then when he told the truth down.
Right, because he missed a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Them shots is expensive, man.
Yep.
You know? That's a lot of pediatricians' money maker is them damn them shots, them vaccines. Starting at the age of, what, 2? Yeah.
Yeah, just like
that's
that.
Right. That's big money for their ass. But, yeah, you know, they'll never go into depth about the phenomenon that is hitting this planet. You know, we've been talking about that all this past week, starting, you know, on my show and continuing with the Don show this past week. And, you know, just put it like this. This is why I'm at this point. Some going to know. And some are not going to know. Some are going to be able to respect know what's happening, and some are not. You know what I'm saying? Some people are going to take it at the surface value. Some are going to go beneath the surface to see other things. And I'm, like, really settled with that thought. You know what I'm saying? Because you really can't. You can't get many people to change their minds once they're fixated on something and they've already set their mind to some shit. You're not going to be able to change their mind. I always say, we talked about this too in the after party, you know, only when you're able to open your mind can you receive information. You have to be open to it, you know? You know what I'm saying, Babylon? And if you're not open to the, you're wasting your thought, you're wasting your time with an individual. You know,
but
and
I,
so
you said earlier, Neff, when you got when you first came on, I was really feeling that when you said that you realized that, you know, a person can't read up on spirituality or can't hope up on knowledge or no shit like that.
Yeah,
about reading books and shit. That's the truth. I realized that, you know, why the masters always said that. Only the Most High grant knowledge, and the Most High give knowledge to whom the Most High want to give knowledge to.
Right.
And I used to understand that, but now I realize that two people can read the same fucking book, and one of them can see the outcome of the whole universe, and the other person can see the book as being nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally how I've come to know. You know, that's really what I've come to know is that you're not going to get spirituality through a book, but what you can get by reading food for your soul is that something becomes triggered within you. You know what I'm saying? And that's your light coming on. That's your light starting to brighten. You know what I'm saying? That's what I've come to know. So that's why I was going back to when y'all was reading the sacred wisdom of Tahuti, and, you know, Don was like, can anybody, like, really understand this? And I'm like, I know when my time comes as I progress and things like that, that I'll be able to really catch on. Because what it reminded me of, once again, is part of my dictation education was Plato. And not to compare Dr. York's workings with Plato, because we know Plato was plagiarized by some of the, you know, sacred wisdoms, is that, I was very good in philosophy. Like when we used to read Plato and all this shit, when we were in class, I can give it back what it meant to the professor. You know what I'm saying? A lot, you know, better than a lot of other students could, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So
but
I know.
Philosophy would help a person with the sacred wisdom, because the sacred wisdom actually is basically totally against philosophy, but that's why philosophy will actually help a lot. So I can see why if you mastered philosophy, you would have fun reading that book, because you know that you used to having questions not answered. To me, that's what philosophy is. It just raises the question, the conjecture, the rhetoric, and so it gives the person a chance to think about all the possibilities without coming up with the answer.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Then that's just how I see it, and that's like I said, man. I'm just like I'm really excited for this moment in my life, man. Just real talking to be a student all over again, for real, and to get like real food for the soul. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it gets you out of a way of thinking, and it just brightens your fucking light. You know, and it's like I said, it's no shame in knowing where you stand in this world. It's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of people who be fronting, you know. Be fronting like they hella spiritual and be fronting like they're so fucking wise, but you know it when people open their mouth. You know who the truly wise people are. You know who the truly wise esoteric people are, you know? You know it when you hear it. And that's why, you know, people like just they're like a magnet, and they draw people to them, and that's and I ain't afraid to say that. That's like Don's one of those people, and that's why people gravitate to her fucking show, because they know what comes out of her mouth is real, and the experience is real, and the wisdom is real. It's not a front. It's not a false. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these motherfuckers, y'all go to these shows. One of these motherfuckers be faking the funk. You know, I'm sorry.
Absolutely, man.
You know, they ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? They are not about that. You know, they talk about it, but they don't be about it. And that's what I really have, you know, learned, that you got to be about what the fuck you say. And you have to check yourself when you find yourself going the other way. And that's why we're going to get into temptation later. I'm glad you're on the line, because I definitely want to get into what temptation is, you know, and because I think temptation is all around us, and that temptation comes in so many different fucking forms, you know. It really does. And so I definitely want to hit on those points. But I'm about to open up this other line. Go ahead, before I open up. Go ahead, get your thought out, then I'll open up the 631's line.
Well, I just want to share this with you. You said something earlier. I know Don was teaching on esoteric and exoteric. Did you know that Dr. York taught also on a principle called information versus inflammation?
I've seen something on it, yeah, but I haven't paid very close attention to it. But I've definitely seen that title before. Yes.
Well, when you see those titles like that, just know that them bitches ain't no joke when you look at them for real in the real life. But inflammation, you described it a few seconds ago. You described information and information to a T. You said information basically is reading up on books and getting knowledge and people delivering information or teaching. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's information. But inflammation is to be spiritually inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, when you receive that spark.
Right. Right.
That's to be inflamed. And some people don't have information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it falls out with the rest of the world and the rest of the people that's in the so-called community that they think they know stuff. Is they think that it's just based on research and Googling and finding more facts. But some things will be beyond even the scope of what's already been written, and that would be inflammation.
Okay. Okay, I got you. I got you. So there you have it. See, when you speak from your inner being, I mean, you speak
absolutely
on shit that you didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? See,
I was saying like, damn, that's Tahuti wisdom right there. She probably don't even know that's sacred wisdom right there.
No, I just spoke from my gut and spoke from my experience of what I'm going through. You know. So that's one thing I've always learned, you know, and I've learned is that if you can give your trials and tribulations and your lessons in life, and you deliver it to the people who listen to you, you're actually, you know, you helping them at the same time. And I think that's beautiful, because you're not knowingly doing it. You know what I'm saying? You're not purposely going, I'm going to come teach you motherfuckers today. You know, no. So that's why like shows are never labeled on WGAG radio. You know, it's never just like, here's the topic, you know, we're rolling with it, even though I have a subject of thought that I want to run through. And even then, it's not like I like studied on temptation. It's just something that I want to just go in on, you know, and that's the beautiful thing. But I'm going to open up this line right now. I'm going to open up 631-337. Your mic is open. You're on Surviving the Game. Can I get a mic check?
Nessa TV.
Hey, Spicy. Don't beat me up, Spicy. Don't put me in the headlock, because I am not finished. The assignment you gave me is not. Don't beat me up, Spicy. Please.
I know who made you. I'm
okay.
Patient.
Thank you. I feel a lot better.
Come on, so you're backwards. Then I will cut your leg off.
Okay. I just don't want to fuck it up, Spicy. I don't want to fuck it up. Because I know you could have easily given it to Don or somebody else. You know, you sent it my way. And I was like, oh. And I was like, it's like I got the ball in the fourth quarter. I mean, I got a ball like Jordan. I got to pull this shit off. And it's going to happen, Spicy.
What it means is I ask you, that show you that I appreciate you.
Oh, I know.
So
yeah.
That's why I asked you. I know I can ask Don, but see, you gotta spread the goodness around. You just
right.
Have one voice. Because, like, said to Vedon, he's coming to teach.
That's right. That's right.
All teach in different ways. Some is some are kicking someone's ass. Some is the words John learned to cuss him out on the air and have it
left. Yeah.
So you have to work it out.
Gotta work it out. That's right. That's right, Rising.
I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you too, because that touches me. That means a lot to me. That means that I'm definitely doing something right. You know, when you are reaching the people. You know, like I said, it's not my goal to go out there and teach anything per se. Just to share what I know and what I'm going through and stuff like that. And so,
exactly.
You know, so that's what I'm doing. And so if I'm touching people, then like I said, I know I'm doing something right, and that's what's up. And I appreciate you greatly for entrusting me with your work and your brain. You know, that's your creation from your spirit. And so that means a lot.
I said, don't come out and move down on me in your ass.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I'm only kidding. I won't do it to you because I know she will cuss you out.
I'm just... like, oh, yeah. I'll tell you what she would do. You just be bluntly honest and be like, Neff, it sounds like shit. You know? you can always count on Don to give you the honest God's truth. I hate to use God, but give it to you straight up, no chaser. And that's what she'll do. Like, if it sucks, it fucking sucks. She'll tell you it sucks. If it's good and it's great, she'll tell you it's good and it's great. And so, yeah, I'm just going to do my best. That's all I can do. That's all anyone can ever do is put their best foot forward and give it they all. That's how I always look at life. Everything I do, every fucking thing I do, I put myself in it and I go, as we call in sports, balls to the wall. Why is it that you think they say balls to the wall? But, yeah, balls to the wall. Ain't that some homosexual shit right there, Babylon? Balls to the wall. What?
I would have to fucking agree now.
Who came up with that bullshit? Balls to the wall. But
that actually came from fraternities now.
The Trinity?
Yeah, college frat.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You remember Lil John had that song out? Lil John.
Is that right?
that to the wall.
Oh, from the window to the wall.
Yeah.
To the sweat around my balls. Oh, these bitches call. Ain't that Jin Yang? How Jin Yang twins?
That's old as hell. That's step show shit that we did in the South and step shows at college.
Is that right? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not a Southerner, so forgive me. Forgive me. I'm not a Southerner.
Yeah.
I'm a Westerner, I guess.
Niggas into that Greek fraternity gay shit now.
Are they? Okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. But yeah, that's what that is. Fucking balls to the wall. But yeah, that's what I do in anything that's presented in front of me, you know. It's just go get it, man. Go hard. Go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. What you think, nigga?
Yeah.
That's what I do. And so Spicy, that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do with your poem. Just go hard in the paint.
Yeah.
You know? And you told me to do it like if I'm upset and if I'm mad. So you know what I'm a channel? I'm going to channel being mad at my fucking husband. Yeah. I'm going to act like he just really did some shit that made me mad. Yes, I'm going to just go there. I'm going to channel that shit. Because Lord knows, when you've been with the same motherfucker for 16 years, you've had plenty of arguments and plenty of misunderstandings where voices and rays and emotions ran high and low and all that shit. So that's where I'm going with that. You feel me, G? Yeah. Anytime you've been with somebody for an extended period of time, you can channel that energy, okay? Anybody's been with somebody for an extended period of time. So that's what I'm going to do with that, Spicy. But, yeah, So, Babylon Man, you got anything that you want to touch on before, you know, I take a quick break and we get into this temptation thing?
Well, yeah, before we get into the temptation stuff, I want to know what's causing those green balls of fire.
Go ahead.
And I did want to tell you, I wanted to tell you this, though. When you ask, like, where are those dolphins going or coming from, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I want you to research a place called a Devil's Triangle.
The Devil's Triangle.
Yep.
That's not the Bermuda Triangle, is it?
Uh-uh. But it's just like that tetrahedron. It's just like the Bermuda Triangle.
And where is that located?
In the Pacific Ocean, right there where those dolphins were.
Okay.
Exactly where the dolphins were, almost.
Oh, Pretty says she's heard of it, too. Okay, that's what's up. Pretty's heard of it. The Devil's Triangle. Well, then I let you know there's definitely one of the strongest electromagnetic points on the planet, because if it's anything
absolutely
like,
that.
You
sure.
know, if it's anything
shit
like the other one.
There, just like at the Bermuda Triangle, people have been known to go there and just literally disappear off the radar.
Is that right? The shit just vanish.
Yeah. The Devil's Triangle and the Bermuda Triangle, they two pyramids that's on the earth in the water still today, and they still generate energy.
Wow. Okay. So that's where that's definitely a possibility where they could be congregating, right? Getting together.
That's my point enough.
Okay.
It's already beings down there, extraterrestrial beings in the water, like the brother mentioned earlier, and you know. If you read the story in the Bible, you'll find out that the Meldekians, they was basically transplanted to the planet Earth. So what people call reptilians are really Meldekians for the most part.
Okay. Meldekians. I'm sure I'll be reading up on that.
Let's look up on the planet Meldek and the trip of Nibiru in the Holy Temple.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
definitely. I'm going to look into that. Definitely going to read up on that then.
Okay.
I'm going to look into that. So, yeah, because they definitely going somewhere. Like I said, man, those motherfuckers are highly sensitive. They're totally in tune with the planet, and
absolutely.
They ain't just having a swim together, you know?
No.
That's what they not doing.
Yes. Yeah. I just...
Okay.
Devil's Triangle. This thing is the Bermuda Triangle. I looked up just that quick.
You say you looked it up just that quick?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that Devil's Triangle, yeah. I gotta look at that shit too.
And I think she said it's just like the Bermuda Triangle.
Right. I wonder, it's in the Pacific Ocean, because like right here where I'm at on the coast, the next thing over, next mass, you know, land mass is Hawaii.
Yeah.
So it's definitely between, I guess, is it between here and Hawaii, or is it between Hawaii and Japan? Because
yeah,
between
here and Hawaii, definitely.
Okay.
The capital of Hawaii being Molokai.
Hmm.
Just how I saw that.
Is that right? What is it? Malachi? What did you say?
Basically, yep, Molokai.
Yeah, I've been over to the Big Island. I've been to Kona.
And it's a Nubian empress. That's the empress over Hawaii. Straight black, nappy hair, dark skin, everything.
Speaking of niggas running things, you know that they probably, you know what? This is about to be a black pope. Yeah.
I ain't happy about that bullshit.
Yeah,
Jeff.
This is about to be a Nubian pope.
And she give a hand clap after saying
happy. Yeah. Yeah, it's about to be a nigga pope. I mean, they saying he's like the front runner right now. And you know how I know he's gonna be the pope, Babylon? And Spicy is because he's talking about the priest and about the whole. He's basically saying that. Yes, there's rampant homosexuality within the flock. You know? So, that let me know So he's putting it out there. He's admitting, okay, yeah, we got a whole bunch of gay priests, goddamn it. I mean, we admit, you know, that this is all us. It's all us. We got all these homosexuals. It's not the victims, you know, like they've been doing in the past, talking about a lot of these young boys entice these and these old fogies to fuck them and all this other stuff. Or it's a, you know, I was hearing shit like rites of passage and all this shit, that these excuses that these perverted ass priests were making in reference to the fucking of these young boys. But this candidate, this leading cardinal, I got to get his name. Let me see if I can find him. But this leading cardinal, because I want to know where he's from. How many of y'all seen that, y'all? Anybody seen that the nigga to soon to be Pope?
Ain't he an African left?
I'm sure he is. You know he is. You know he is.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here it is. First black Pope candidate, cardinal Peter Turkson. This nigga's last name is Turkson. Where he from? He from Ghana. He's Ghanaian.
Hey, there you go. Hey, say that last name there, please.
Turkson. Turkson. Just like it sounds. Turkson.
Damn, Neff. You already know.
He is a Turk's son. That is his last name.
That's right. Turkish.
Damn.
Fucking Hindu. Turkish, Persian, Arab. African Hindu, Yaku graphic devil. Not a
damn,
real
man,
black,
I just...
but a black Hindu man.
God damn. There you have it. I just really got up on the Yaku story. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And you know what? We're going to take a quick break. The little people call. Call. So we're going to take just a real quick break. Y'all hold on. We're going to get back into this nigga Pope. I don't even want to call him nigga. You know what? Because he don't even deserve that title, because he's rolling with them fools, you know. So we're going to take a quick break. Oh, y'all go ahead and take your pisses and go outside and puff on your cigarettes, because I know a lot of y'all are not allowed to smoke in the house. Yeah. So go ahead and smoke those cigarettes, and y'all come right on back. You are listening to Nefertiti Surviving the Game right here on WGAG Radio.
Here comes the pitch, and it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Martin.
Panic, that's another manic depression. Adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you out? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks it matters. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villa, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the build, didn't play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, I'm feeling the Busta pipe. Original head strap, set to Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying that you will not. Bring your click, so we can get on like family sly. Piece of CI in the bush. Spidey machine, rocking the rock, giving the push. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys warm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh, yes, I can. Move with the groove, smooth like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? That kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? And we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are.
to the land of the aftermath, but don't frolic in the midst. Crazy ass Brooklyn kids, cause they always throwing a body on my lawn. I'm getting a rock, voila, without a collar. Get off my block, boy, and give me a dollar for the trouble, or get blown up like a bubble. Now let's take a sec to think back. Yeah, up to 7-0, but Brooklyn was the place to go. Flow on the journey up to Crown Heights. Ebbets feel, feel the real, the real on your life. Right, individuals live in the PJs. D-E will check my DJ. Hey, play what I wanna play in the day. But in the night, I feel the right, took the left, fuck town. Brooklyn, break it down. Head from state to state, travel as I unravel the race. How it tap, shot, and stutter. I remember way back in the days playing hot peas and butter. Brother, if you want another lesson, Brooklyn, session, take it back, Blacksmith and Weston.
Press your luck, you get stuck by bucks for your buck. Master 8 has the taste for duck and duck sauce. So tell on Digger, Digger Gray for the bone. Stick the stone while I kick some ancient home through your dome. Hack went back to attack your home. So tip, can I slip?
Yes, you can.
I'm in the world war with Muhammad, my man.
Feels so good to be a Brooklyn Dodger. What's happening? Can we run in Roger? I think I've seen him wearing Timberlands and running down the block from Dwayne. And Dwayne had a Glock, cause he be selling rock for the Boston Tramley. And Ruben Kincaid dropped a 300E. And he be pimping Tissy from Three's Company, cause he sucked Mr. T for all the jewelry. This is the 70s thing from the days when kids sit and act so crazy.
You're listening to WTAG Radio.
Yes, yes, we are back here. You are listening to Nefertiti Surviving the Game. Yes, right here on the one and only WGAG Radio, baby. I'm back. I see the brothers up here talking shit, man. You just always expect niggas in the Brain Trust to talk shit. You know, I see Sa Kim Ra and Jael talking about, yeah, Neff, she slick, she on that East Coast time and on East Coast jock and all that shit. Nigga, what are you talking about? You thinking music is universal. I hate that shit, Babylon. They always, East Coast and West Coast, and I'm from the Midwest. Nigga, stop, nigga. If a jam is a jam, it's always a jam. All right? I knew about Master Ace and Buckshot, nigga, when you niggas was still playing with Legos. Shut up. Shit. Goddamn. For real. You know, goddamn. But anyway. Anyway, you know, real talk, man. What's going on? I see people still piling on up in here, man. This is a lovely thing to see the family coming on in. I see Daz the God just entered the building. Newborn Goddess is hanging out. That's what's up. Farasha 70 is definitely in the building. Like I said, you know. Not anybody talking about that's fucked up. That's fucked up, Dale. Well, shit. Damn. Stop acting like motherfuckers don't know those shit. Like, you dick riding because you play a jam from the East Coast, man. This hip-hop shit, man, is universal. If it's good, it's good. I don't care if it's from butt-fuck Mississippi, no offense to you Mississippians, and, you know, to up north to the Northwest, you know? If this shit is good, it's good, you know? I don't subscribe to the regional music. I just don't, you know? That's just not how I roll, as my son would say. That's like my son's favorite fucking line. That's how I roll, Mom. Like, go ahead, little D. That's how you fucking roll. So where are we going here, Babylon? Let's get into this Ghanaian Turkish of a son.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, he's about to. He's more than likely going to be the next pope. And is that timing?
I mean, you know, now when certain shit just become like like the obvious. Like, it's two ways I see people could take this. Because even if he become the Pope, even though I don't want him to, because I got my own reason left, my reason is this right here. Niggas always want to put somebody, another nigga face, in a position. But that position represent bullshit.
Position,
it represent homosexuality, it represent child molestation, it represent the lies of religion, it represent the first religion to come to America called fucking Catholicism.
Mm.
I mean, it represent the devil, Roman. Every time you watch a fucking, except for recently, because now they putting goddamn Jewish, Hebrew, and goddamn cuneiform in the possession movie.
Mm.
But every time you used to watch a possession movie or an evil movie, the devil always spoke goddamn Italian. He always spoke Roman Latin.
Sure did. That's right. I just think of all the Damien flicks. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. It's a reason why they make the devil speak that language every time. They Hollywood. They got millions and billions of dollars. They can have the devil speak English, goddamn it. But every time they have the devil speak Italian. So I just don't see how Nubian people would want a Nubian man in that position just to take that fucking that title and then aspire other Nubian children to want to be in that position.
Right.
I hate these children because we know what they're about. So that's my first beef with the Pope and being a black Pope.
Right. Yeah. Like you said, a crumbling empire, an institute that's soiled and stained. And who do they want to be the face of it? Now a nigga.
Yeah, but like y'all always say, though, why don't
right.
they start their own goddamn Catholic NBA? Why? You know what I'm saying?
Your own Catholic NBA. Oh, I like that.
I mean, just get your own Catholic NBA. Just do that shit over there in Ghana and start a religion in Ghana. Cause it ain't gonna help the people in Ghana that he a black pope is what I'm saying.
Right.
Only thing pope do is celebrate ritual. He just go through the same thing every year. He gonna drive in the pope mobile. He gonna wave his fucking hand. He gonna go and do a christening. They gonna give a baby AIDS or gonorrhea.
Right. Kissing him on the mouth. Right.
Yes, kissing him on the mouth and shit. And then we gonna hear the shit in the news about 100,000 little boys that got fucked under his reign and all that shit finna go to court right now with the nigga in office.
Mm.
You know? So
right. Byline has said she can't see a black man being Pope. She said, nope, never. She said, nope.
I really got the Pope secondhand man as a nigga, though.
Is that right?
Ain't no big deal.
I didn't know that.
Man, what his name is? Hell yeah, look it up. That's a nigga. The Pope right-hand man right now is an African black man. That's how I knew it was going to be an African black man.
Okay. Well, yeah. Actually, it might have been this motherfucker. It's not him. It's not the Turk. It's not the Turk's guy. It might have been this cat.
Could have been. I ain't know his name.
All right. Let me read a little bit of it. It says, Ghanaian Cardinal Peter Turkson. Oh, man. What is the original name of Ghanaians? They got names like Peter Turkson. That's like a commoner's name in Ghana. That's like a common name, I guess. Whatever. Maybe he was adopted by some white people, you know, or something, and when they raised him and took him out the jungles and raised him and shit and named him Turkson, not a Peter. But anyway, but I just go, you know, I just let you know. That's let you know the invasion of Christianity. It within Africa, you know. It's my fucking name, Peter.
Yeah.
You know, but it says, thought to be the favorite to take over the Pope Benedict, I hate these Roman numerals, XVI, whatever. I know X is 10, V is 5, plus 1, so there we go, the 16th.
That's right.
Okay. Benedict the 16th, when he retires at the end of the month, he created somewhat of an uproar with comments he made during the interview last week on CNN. Okay, come on. He's already doing national television, people. This is your new wave now. Now, you wouldn't catch like these old popes, like these old fogies in their 70s doing network television. But we live in the age of information, and we live in the age where the pope has to be, they have to, the church, because I'm telling you something. The reason why I say yes, Fireline, is because the church got to try to reinvent itself. They have to try to reinvent themselves. So not only will you put a nigga face on it, but now he's doing mainstream media, okay? He's sitting down and talking into the media. He's talking to CNN. He's going to talk to Fox, you know? Shit like that.
Yep.
So, you know, this is like the new creation right here. So that's the only reason why I say that, you know? So that's the only reason why I say this guy is going to be it. I just feel, because, I mean, he's in the media too much, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You said disgusting?
It's
yeah.
Disgusting.
It is, no doubt about it.
But I don't even want to be that shit. And
yeah.
Now, one thing I want to point out to you, though, this has a funny quirk in the Matrix over there. I want to know. Now, Rome is in Italy, correct? So we're talking about Roman Italian. So now the Vatican is in Rome. So now we're talking about Vatican, Roman, Italian. Now, what's the Pope that's current? What's his name?
He's whatever he's from, he's Polish.
Yeah, but his name is not Benedict. That's a Pope title. You know that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's what, that's what Fireline is saying. He said all they take that name. Yeah.
Yeah, his name is
my bad. Wait. She said all priests take a different name, so she's probably commenting when I said this dude's name is Turks and whatever fuck his name is. But, all of them take on the Benedict name, yes. Yes, I'm aware of that.
His pope's name is Ratzinger.
There you go. Ratzinger. Yeah, that's his
current pope.
Right.
Now, that's not Italian, no.
No, it's not.
That's
definitely not Italian.
So how the hell did a Jewish, Hebrew, Israelite become a Roman Catholic pope?
He blew the right person?
Don't nobody ever ask this shit, though. Don't nobody I know ever ask, what the hell is all them Jewish names doing in a Roman Catholic church?
I thought
it was Judaism, Mosesism, not Catholicism.
Kind of like an oxymoron, right? That is like, don't go, right?
Yeah, but it just proved our point enough that we always knew that the Queen of England, who is the right hand, who is the Pope is her right hand, he helped her because she over him. Well, the Queen of England, and then you got the Jews from Germany and Russia and all that shit that migrated over into Israel in the 40s.
Right,
and so they call themselves the Israelites. So these same Israelites are the ones that's in the Catholic Church.
All in it.
Yeah.
All in it. Wow.
Like you said, your common
Catholic just didn't even take the time to think about something like that. That's simple.
Yeah, that's simple now.
Wow.
They've been taken over by the Jews. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews will put a nigga up there if they fucking want to. They did it in the White House. The Jews, Brzezinski, and all Kissinger, all them, they put goddamn Barack in there. Even though I don't think he's a black man, I'm saying they put a image in there, a black face for black people to look at.
Firelines, I see your hand up, 313. I see you, 313. I'm going to get to you real quick. Fireline says he's German. What makes him Jewish, the Ratzinger guy? Ratzinger.
What happened there?
Fireline said in the chat, he's German. What makes him Jewish, this Ratzinger?
Oh, shit. I thought the word German and Jew were synonymous all my life. I could have sworn that the Khazars are the real Germans, and they're the same thing as the Russians, the Bolsheviks. And I could have sworn, Fireliners, that all of the Khazars became the Ashkenazim Jews,
Keep going. I hear a knock on my door. Keep going.
Okay. And later fire lioness, after the Ashkenazims, what they call themselves now? The not the Midrash Jews, not them motherfuckers. But they just became a whole They became a whole host of shit fire. So that's who the Khazars are, though, fire. That is German. When you say German, you should say not J-E-W, not J-E-W Jew, but G-E-W Jew. Because those Germans are really from Greece, in all actuality, and migrated over to the Caucasus Mountains and the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea and wound it up in Germany. And from there, you know the rest of the story, fire. You know the motherfuckers in 1940s ran over to Israel claiming to be some Jews or the real Jews and took the land from the Ethiopians, the real Judahites or the real people of Judah, and took that land from those people, and now they're kicking them out. So basically, when you say German, you saying Jew. And it's really no distinction between a German and a Jew. Hitler is a German Jew.
Mm. Okay, let me see what Fire had to say about that in chat, see if she responded.
Nephew, Hitler wasn't German. He was, he was from someplace else. He wasn't even German.
He wasn't even German?
Nope.
Why you say that?
Yeah, go ahead, Spicy. Explain that one real quick. Before I see you, 313.
He's Austrian.
Austrian?
He's even German. He's Austrian.
You said, yeah. But I think Austrians is Jews too, though.
That is German, Neff. That's what I'm saying. See, listen, we can't let them do this. We can't allow the world to do this to us. Let me say what's happening. Okay, anybody in black skin is called a Negro.
Right.
Anybody across the globe in black skin is called a fucking Negro. But why is it when it comes to them, all of them motherfuckers ain't called just European?
Right.
Why is it that they get to be called Austrian, Serbian, Croatian, all that shit right there in the same spot? You can look on the map.
Europe is so close. You can take a trip through Europe in like a day and a half, 2 days at a time.
Yeah,
you can go all the way through Europe.
Let me tell you how crazy this shit is.
Mm-hmm.
A Russian is different than a Prussian. Are you fucking serious? How the fuck is a Russian different than a Prussian?
You saying Persian? Are you saying Persian?
Prussian. Prussian.
Prussian.
I'm saying add peace to Russian, and it's a place called Prussia, and it's a place called Russia, and they consider themselves different, and the only thing separating them is a map line.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
This is how silly and sick this shit is. So I'm telling you that all them motherfuckers are Europeans, all of them.
No doubt.
No matter whether
they all
Spain.
On the same goddamn landmass. That's how. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
That would make all of them Germans, because the Germans are the Khazars. The Germans, Alemanni is the original name, A-L-Alemanni, M-A-N-E-E. That's their original name, Alemanni, and they come from caverns in the earth, caves. So this is the original people that's from over there. So all of them are descendants of the same Nordic Aryan race.
Mm.
And we know that the Nordic Aryan came from the splicing of the Hindu and his gene. The Hindu is the Aryan. And thus, when you get over there, you get the Aryan Nordic, so to speak, which ain't nothing but the same thing as the Anglo-Saxon.
Them goddamn Vikings and shit. Hunger, hunger,
absolutely.
Some of them sons of bitches. Right.
I mean, so ain't no way around it. Even right now, they got the Queen of England, since we're on the Pope, they got the Queen of England now. Right now, Elizabeth, the lizard birth, they got her as being wanting to abdicate the throne because of the simple fact that she is not of the royal bloodline. She is German.
Coco just threw in the chat, Germans are Neanderthals. She threw me a threw me a link, but I can't get to the link because it doesn't have I think it's too many spaces in between Coco. But thank you for that. She says Jews are Neanderthals. Maybe we can expound on that in a minute. I'm gonna open up these lines. We got a couple of people who've been patiently waiting. Gonna open up 313-656. Your mic is open. Can I get a mic check?
Just listening.
Just listening? Okay, I'll mute your mic. Welcome to the show nonetheless. I'm going to get to 267-970. Can I get a mic check?
What's good, Neff? Hey, this is Universal Boy.
Hey, the nigga from Philadelphia. What's going on, Moore?
A whole lot. Y'all
don't know. It's always a whole lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, you know, to me, they all the same. You know, like Babylon was saying earlier, you know, how they classify. Well, they do use three classifications, general classifications, which I can remember. Negroid, like you said, if you black, you got black skin, you're a Negroid or Negro. And they have, but the general classification for Asian is Mongoloid or Mongolian. And the general classification for the white is Caucasoid. Now, I know you said Amani and Albany, and then you get Albion, and then you get Albino. And all of these different classifications and breakdowns, they really come from the same Caucasoid, come from the same origin. And they try to separate themselves anyway and then try to group themselves together, you know, when the things that they find different about themselves, they place on themselves.
Right.
So is it like Hitler saying, we got the master race, and the master race is supposed to be 6-foot Viking-looking people with blonde hair and blue eyes. And that nigga didn't have no blonde hair, nor did he have blue eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Then you see how they try to separate you, and you take a Russian or a Ukrainian, or a Russian and a Ukrainian, and a Georgian, and put them all in the same room and listen to them talk, look how they dress, look how they act. You would not be able to tell the difference.
Right. Throw in Yugoslavian. Throw them in there, too. Throw in
there.
Right. You go in Georgian, go Yugoslavian. Right. Yeah.
I mean, look at Georgia itself. It's a little tiny
Croatian. Right. Croatian, they all the same. It ain't no doubt about
all
that.
But
after y'all finish up what you're saying, I definitely want to still tie this in and go back to this black pope. That's soon to be pope. I mean, if Obama is the damn president right now, you know it's about to be like the Holy Trinity for real. It's about to be like a nigga pope, a nigga that's in charge of America, and you know, there's going to be some big-time nigga in Africa. That's going to be your Holy Trinity right there. Boom.
Well, I hope it's a good thing, but it spells problems to me.
Oh, yeah. That's hoping. That's wishing upon a star right there.
And it'll never be a good thing, man. How can the molestation of thousands of children every day get to be a good thing?
These people have proven
themselves to be homosexuals and child sacrificers at that, killers, murderers. Let's stop bullshitting each other and don't even say, let's hope this be a good thing. Man, we know damn well the Pope them ain't got shit good for us.
Well, I mean, it just goes to show. It's like, you know, I got in a conversation with the lady a while ago, and she was talking about her Obama, and, you know, you got the Obama freaks out there and the Obama zealots. And I said, well, you know, the only good thing Obama is for is that he's just showing the achievement that a black person can make in a white man's game. And she was like, you right about that? I don't think she fully understood what I'm talking about. But if you look at it, look at history. 200 years ago, what no Negroes in the government? And if you want to joke,
see, man, that's for people that believe that, Universal Moore. I mean, for real, that's for people that believe that. For people that, I'm talking about that people that believe that Barack is a black man, that 200 years ago you couldn't see a black man in office, that's a goddamn lie. 200 years ago, a black man walked their ass over here. 200 years ago, the black man was the president known as John fucking Hanson under the Articles of Confederation.
Well, I'm not talking about
them. I'm trying to understand, why is it a good thing for Barack to be in office and for him to be a black man in office? That don't mean shit to us. That ain't our presidency. That ain't our United States. We didn't establish this piece of bullshit that's oppressing everybody and got everybody unemployed. What I'm trying to figure out the rationale in what you're saying. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
There is. If you heard what I said, what I'm saying is all that Barack, the only good that can come out of that is, it was a double statement, is that he's going to be the head nigga in charge over something that don't fucking belong to him. You know what I'm saying? And that in itself is the only good that can come out of that. And there's nothing else fruitful that can come out of that. And my point was, like, the political aspect, religious aspect, it's just the same to me, but back then there weren't as many black mayors and black, there never was a black president that between that long ass gap. Now I'm not talking about the first ones, and then those were different corporate entities as well under different.
Now, can I address this though one more time?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just don't want to be running over and just talking too much. But okay. Universal,
you know,
I'll set
you up if necessary.
Okay.
I got control of the show. Go ahead.
Listen, Universal Moore. This is what I'm saying. Okay, to me, what it sounds to me is that you saying that basically Martin Luther King, when he desegregated everything and allowed us to have rights to vote and allowed niggas to have the right to walk in a restaurant and eat with white people and be a regular human being and not be treated like a fucking animal, when the same people allowed these people to do that, when they had that attitude in the beginning, when they treated the people like animals, and now all of a sudden, because of a paper and a right by the president, they say, okay, we'll allow the nigga to come in. So then you mean to tell me, because Martin Luther King helped them to allow niggas to come in, that we should be thankful for that shit? Like, that's a big feat, because Barack and presidency, that Barack goddamn gonna come in just like Martin Luther King and give niggas more rights and set, keep emphasis on the word set, and set more niggas free. Man, that's the biggest fuck of shit that I ever heard. I'm just telling you, Universe Moore, this is how I feel about what you said. I know what you're saying. I heard you. Barack, ain't nothing good. Just let me finish then, because we can't do it together. Ain't nothing good about what Barack doing for the world or for the Nubian community or for poor people or the elderly or the homeless or orphans or widows. Barack ain't doing nothing for them. You ain't never even heard him mention none of the shit I just said in a speech. Not the elderly, not widows, not orphans, not disabled, nothing. Only thing he fucking talk about is stimulus plans, taxes, and shit that's got to do with corporatocracy.
Before I get to this call and let Universal finish his thought, I'm gonna second that, because you know how we know this nigga not doing shit right, nigga Ted Nugent, racist redneck ass guitar playing Nugent said, "I honor blacks every day. Barack Obama engineers the destruction of black America." God damn. When you got Ted Nugent saying that this motherfucker is the destruction of black folks, that's how obvious it's become. Come on now.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. I mean, but I'm trying to make an important secret point to Moore, though.
Okay.
That by holding that standpoint that Barack Obama could do some good, or that the black pope could possibly do some good in that position, is to give our people false hopes in an evil fucking situation, which we know already has failed all the way up to this point. Ain't going to be no fucking turning around because you put a Negro in dark skin in that place. We need to stop buying into the Negro science that the cracker is using. Don't let him put no Negro in front of us. Like we said today, Neff, y'all, you and Don, we discussed it, I think it was today or one day, where we discussed about how they gave us, yeah, that was today when Don said they gave us stuff like Harriet Tubman. They gave us our model people. They gave us those because those are the people that stirred up a little shit with them. But other than that, that's all you hear about. You'll never hear about the true warriors like Dr. York, like Nat Turner, like the real warriors, like people that actually fought against them, the Yamasee Uprising.
Right, so, the ones who go balls to the wall. You're not hearing
Exactly. Not these motherfuckers just been educated by them, taught by them, and then go get rights from them and then lead other niggas, the blind, leading the blind into a fucking trap. Because that's where Martin Luther King done led, niggas. Because now niggas under the rights of the cracker, and now niggas got to fight to get their rights back, the rights they had, the rights that was freedom.
All right, I'm going to let Universal go ahead and address that real quick, because then I got 773 and 708 hands up. I see you. I'm going to get right to you. You want to address that, or are you having a side conversation?
I do want to address that because, Babylon, you're misconstruing and you did not understand what I said. We're on the same page, believe it or not. I made reference to the woman being a zealot because to her, Obama could do no wrong. And me explaining to her that the only good thing that will come out of it is that children can see that whatever it is that's out here that they want to accomplish, whether it's my game that I invented so you don't make it, and now I'm at the top of that game, that's the only accomplishment out of that. Otherwise, it's having absolutely no control over yourself or anything else possible. So my statement to her, which she did not understand, was what good is having the ultimate power over something that don't fucking belong to you in the first place. So there is no good that can really come from it. So what I'm saying is that was the lesser of the evil. But as far as I'm concerned, you got y'all both hit on my point. Back then, the point that I tried to make was back then you had to have Nat Tunica. And it's not Turner. It's Nat Tunica because he was a part of the Tunica. And to further support that, we had these people back then that would kill for their freedom. We didn't have any politicians at the greater numbers that we do now. Now we got a whole bunch of fucking politicians, and absolutely nothing is done, and we fucking powerless. And to the point that there's a black president, and that means absolutely nothing. So for people to buy into the bullshit means that they got you and that you will be the ones that can be herded and controlled. Now, the same goes with the Catholicism and the religious aspect. When I see the chronological, how history puts us in, our numbers get into play in these key positions and titles we get, and when we start getting into these positions, I think from the same political status. When we didn't have that what we wanted, we had to fight and kill for it. Now they don't want us to fight and kill for it, so they put these niggas up here so that we won't have to fight and kill for it. The same goes for the Roman Catholic Church. And if you really want to get down to it, them niggas know that the Madonna and Jesus that they talk about is black.
Of course.
You know, so they all bullshit. You know, so any head, black head or anything that they did not create or they did not originate or have full control over is bullshit because it's not benefiting those people in Ghana. It's not benefiting them people in or Oakland or California, Atlanta, L.A. So
like I always say, when they put a nigga face on it, it's just to recreate it, to make it act like it's taking a new turn, you know? Like we turn over a new leaf. Look what we doing. We're doing new things. We're up to the 21st century, you know, all that kind of shit. And we know what it is.
Hey, that's what time it is now. What you just said, though, it's just a symbol of turning over a fucking new leaf. Give a nigga something called, it's the same position. He going to do the same shit, but it's a new face. So, nigga, buy that.
Exactly. Give them their hero.
But I'll say this, Universal Moore. I made this expression on the internet. To be set free is this right here. It's to be loose from the chain and able to roam the cage.
Mm. All
right. That's where niggas at right now. They loose from the chain and able to roam the cage.
That's
so they asked me that.
I like that. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
say it
so
again. Say it one more time. Say it one more time,
niggas,
Babylon. Say that one more time.
Niggas is loose from the chain and able to roam the cage.
I like that.
That's it.
That's a good visual. That's a real good visual of still thinking you free when you straight trap. I like that.
That's right, Neff.
I like that.
Again,
I like that. That is a beautiful visual for the people. If you know, that's a nice visual for like blind people.
That's what that black face do, Neff. It make niggas feel loose from the chain, but they still in the fucking cage. That's why I say that shit ain't nothing good can come of it. Even if it appears good, even if people want to argue the point and say, look at it this way, all you have to do is just say it's the same fucking condition. Show me one thing change other than the nigga face.
But see, Babylon, wouldn't you think that
okay,
would be
but I want y'all to continue, but I got to bring some other callers in. We got, you know, people like patiently got their hands up. So I'm bringing two more callers. I'm bringing a caller from the 773-366 area code. Can I get a mic check? You're on Surviving the Game.
Is that me, Neff?
That is you, Fire Linus. How you doing, Fire? Welcome to the show. Before you get going, Fire Linus, I want to bring in this other caller, and then so there's going to be Fire Linus and then the 708 caller. 708-224, your mic is open. Welcome to Surviving the Game.
What's going on, Universal Family?
What's going on? Who's this? I'm so terrible at voices sometimes.
Oh, this thing, it's just me, Chris, nobody, just big Chris.
You just Chris? Well, welcome to the show, Chris. That's what's up.
It's nobody but me, that's all.
There's nobody but you. Even when
I'm
you were nobody, you were somebody.
Hello.
Okay, that's what's up. But so you make your comments. So first we're gonna hit Fire Line. Go ahead, Fire. You got it.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want to say, Trojan horse. But I like Babylon's analogy about being loose from the chains and still in the cage.
Right.
But literally, they gave us a Trojan horse, and that's what we get constantly, is that they have just tricked us into thinking, you know, something happened and nothing really changed.
Right.
Okay, but, you know, I'm going to just listen because you guys have moved on. I'm still back on the Jew thing.
We ain't far away from it. We still are far away from that conversation. We were talking about the names. So, I mean, and I know you was trying to, I saw you in the chat, and you was like, no. You was like, you said no. So, you know, you got
it. Well, see, here's my question to Babylon. You know, we know they all come from a common source. I grant all that. But that source divided into different branches or tribes. So if I'm looking at the Visigoths and the Vandals, these people were not Jewish. They were pagan. So I'm trying to find out, because they developed into the Germans. I'm trying to see in my head how the Khazars, who were not Vandals and were not Visigoths, are equated with Jews. I don't see that. Different tribes, Babylon.
Okay, let me explain this way, Fire Linus. And you're absolutely right. Not really different tribes, different species. Because the what you call them, the Visigoths and the Vandals, all the motherfuckers.
Where you get, that's where you get the name Vandalism. From
yeah,
the Vandals and Visigoths.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Who were pagans. They were not Jews.
And I was going to tell you, you're absolutely right. They were not Jews in the sense of the word practicing Orthodox Judaism. But they were Jews, as in G-E-W Jews, meaning that they were descendants of ancient Greeks. When, I'm going to make it quick, Fire, but you go all the way back to Noah's son, Japheth. Noah had a son named Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, Japheth, and Ham, in that order. And Japheth, instead of following Shem, them over into Babylon and on into Egypt, where Ham became Alcam and Kemet became Mizraim and shit like that, Japheth went on the other side of the Caucasus Mountain near the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea. And he ran into these beings that live subsurface called Pflugeroids, Java Man. I heard somebody say Neanderthal. These are the Neanderthals that Japheth, Javan, listen to the word Japheth and then think Javan. Jephin, Japheth, Javan. So Javan went over there and mixed with an Ionian woman, which was from the mountains I told you about from Greece. But they migrated underground over to these mountains. And Universal Moore mentioned Albion and Albino. Well, it's a mountain there called Elbrus. Mount Elbrus is one of the tallest peaks over there. And the one they came from is called Pelion, where they get the word Pel from, like Palestine or Philistine. So from Pelion in Greece, or Patmos in Greece, they moved over to Elbrus. And there they became known as Albinos and Canaanites and shit like that. So from Japheth's seed, he produced this Java man or Neanderthal man who became what you call in the pagans and all this fucking other shit that was other than what you call in your Orthodox Jews. So they went and lived back over what you call in the Khazar, where you call Khazaria. A place is called Khazaria, right there near Prussia, near Russia, near all the other shit. So now you got Khazaria and you got the Germans. So now these fucking Khazarians, these Khazarians were what you consider the pagan Jews. We'll say they practiced the Kabbalah, if you will. These Khazars practiced the Kabbalah. They practiced numerology and shit like that. They into the mystic Judaism. These Khazars, that's why it's called pagan. Fire line is. So they practice Kabbalahism. And then you had the regular Ashkenazim Jews, not the Khazaric, but the Ashkenazim Jews and the Sephardic Jews who practice regular Judaism. And these Ashkenazim Jews and these Sephardic Jews claim their descendancy through Japheth, who was Noah's son, who mixed with the Ionian woman. And they claim that they are Jews by way of this man, Japheth. So they claim a birthright to Noah. So then they say, hey, we're going to leave our land over here and go to our father's land where he should have been, which would have been Jerusalem, which is where they're at now in Israel. So that's why I say that the Khazars are nothing but Jews, because they all came from that original stock, from Japheth mixing with the Ionian, who was none other than Conan the Barbarian's daughter. So he mixed with this Ionian, and they produced the GEW Jews, which became all of what you know as Caucasia, Russia, the whole damn thing. And then they had this split, like you see, and it's always this family split. It's always the Yorks and the Lancasters. They still English. It's always the Vandals and these niggas over here. And it's always the Jews and the Bolsheviks, or the Goths and the Bolsheviks, the Russians. But they're all the same family, fire. So what basically it all boiled down to them being descendants of Japheth, and one stock of them claiming that they got a black seed in them, and the other stock in them claiming to not have a black seed in them. And that's what it boiled down to.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm not even going to comment on the Jessup and the Bible names of, you know, who begot who, because, you know, I don't go there. But
yeah, that's why I kept it short. The one man, Jessup.
Here's my point, Babylon. Pagan is not Kabbalah.
Right.
Pagan did not practice Kabbalah. Pagan practiced nature worship and
the
moons and stuff like that. So I don't see the connection. I you know I just don't get this. Everything is Jewish connection. It just bypasses me because these people were killing Jews. They were massacring them. And so I don't understand that, especially when they transferred into Catholicism. They really were on killing them. I mean, you know,
I don't buy the story, Fire.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Let me finish, Babylon.
Okay.
Because as we've said many times, everything they've told us is probably a lie. So,
yes.
I'm stuck on what I know the history that I've been taught, but you know I can't mix religion into that because it's difficult for me to go there because I don't believe none of them Bible people even exist. It's just hard for me, and I can't connect everybody. That's too simplistic for me. To a Jew, because as them people came out of those mountains, they moved in different directions. All of them did not go down to Palestine and Canaan. They moved in different directions. They didn't have any connection with some of those people. You see what I'm saying? So you can't just all group them into one group, just like you can't group us all into one group. You can't do that.
Yeah, Firelines, all of us can be traced back to one woman, Mitochondria Eve, in one particular place coming out of Uganda, Africa. Every nigga on the planet, every black, Moor, African, whatever the fuck you want to call it, every human being actually can be traced back to one person. And so when you looking at, I want to put this on record too, Firelines, not to convince you of anything, I just want to put this on record. Because a lot of people don't know this. Noah is not a biblical person. Noah is actually a Sumerian and a Sumerian name. His other name is Utnapishtim, Kumarbe, and all this. But that's null and void. The point I'm making is that Noah is a Sumerian. He is mentioned in the Sumerian tablet. So that would not be biblical, and his sons would not be biblical. His sons would be Sumerian. His sons would predate Judaism, Firelines, like you saying. Like if we said what religion did Adam practice, it wouldn't have been Judaism. So all the way down to Noah, everybody was a Sumerian Egyptian. So then when you get to Noah and the flood, which is not a biblical tale, science has proven that there has been a flood that took place, just like the Ice Age, just like the continental drift, just like the pole shift and the one that's happening now. So when you're talking about Noah, I'm talking about pre-religion. These people didn't practice Judaism. That's why when I said Kabbalahism, I said, if you will, because I knew that as the only thing opposite Judaism that the Khazars today practice. They no longer practice open paganism. They practice Kabbalahism, and that's what the Khazars practice. Don't believe me? Look it up. I don't tell you, I don't make up stuff and just say it because I'm just saying it. This is something that I know and then did to look up. You can look up the Khazars, and they the root of your Kabbalahism and your Sephira, your tree, your tree of life, and all that shit. That's the Khazars. Now, then on the other end, you got the Ashkenazims and the Sephardic Jews who practice Orthodox Jews. However, they from the same stock as the Khazars. And when you say that we can't group them all together, you have to remember that these people wasn't even on the planet Earth. They were subsurface. In all of the records, you find that they lived underground, even in their stories. Even on TV, Middle Earth, the whole Lord of the Rings shit, Harry Potter, Inside the Earth, all them were pale and lived underneath the earth. They came
to all that. I'm simply saying I'm not dealing with them when they were sub-earth. I'm dealing with them when they came up. And I'm saying but they were different branches, and those branches went in different directions, and they all did not go to the same place where they all got indoctrinated the same. That's all I'm saying, Babylon.
I agree, Fire, but I don't want to get to religion. We talking way before religion now. We talking about all these people. Now, they coming from underground. When they come from underground, a particular group of beings named the Javanites, known as the Java Man right now. Don't believe me. Look it up. They have a scientific name for Java Man. It's called Pithecanthropus. So you look this up. And you'll find out that this is what
right,
Java
Bab,
Man.
That's going to take a little bit of time to really go into this, because I still don't want to go too far for this Pope, because
okay.
We really got to go into what the hell he said. And it really goes back to some earlier shows that actually we talked about on Don's show about Catholicism and the whole molestation thing that was talked about last week, because he really goes in. Because there was a comment made on Don's show when she said about they're going to take that all that homosexual shit real heavy to Africa, and he commented on it. So I want to go into his comment in a minute and what he said, what was going to combat the homosexual epidemic going on within the Catholic Church. So but I think that's real interesting. But I want to let more know that his mic is open. More, your mic is open. And 708, you know, you have a comment, you can come on and bring it on there. What you bring to the table, 708?
Oh, real briefly, I just want to say politics, I love it. This is me, what I enjoy to listen to, the politics that takes place.
Right.
I wanted to make a statement that, you know, whether we all know it or not, there hasn't been a president in the United States since Nixon. See, right here, these are just actors, all right? When Jesse
Nixon? What makes Nixon, if we going to go there before I go back into put my black pope here, but even though I guess 708, are you the same caller that probably was on Hot Damn Politics? You know, WGAG Radio does a show called Hot Damn Politics, the Fireliners, Don Nicolione, myself, and Babylon Don, and others. But I'm trying to figure out what you're going with this. It ain't been a president since Nixon.
Well, yeah, I need to start getting to that show because I've been missing it. I have a lot of, you know,
things
I've been doing here too. Is Monday through Friday Hot Politics at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or something?
Well,
like that?
Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Okay.
But you tune into the whole fucking week. I mean, this is a great line of shows. But anyway.
I'm calling all of them, yeah.
Right. So I'm asking, what was the point of that comment saying that, it ain't been a real president since Nixon?
Well, he revealed a lot of stuff openly that was not allowed or permitted at that time. You know, it really is, you know, being a president of the United States is a secret supposed to be covered in promise to not, you know, speak on so many things. Well, he spoke a lot on UFO sightings and a couple other things. Oh yeah, nuclear bomb attacks and drugs being coming into the black community and who was really doing it. This is why he really stepped down. It wasn't because of stress or nothing like that. He was asked to step down because he, you know, violated a couple of secret, not to say codes and things like that. Now, when he left,
he was impeached. He didn't step down.
Exactly, Fire.
He didn't step down. He was impeached.
Stepped down, okay, got fired, all right.
No, he was impeached. That's different. He was, the word is impeached, not fired, not stepped down, impeached.
Telling him to get your ass out when you get impeached.
Right.
No, it means take your ass to jail in a few minutes.
Well,
we
know the Pope ain't this Pope.
Well,
it's
a big difference. When you get fired, you go home.
We know he's not going to prison.
Okay.
We know he ain't going to prison though, Bab.
Okay, that was most of the illusion right there. He got impeached, right? They put that out there for us to feel comfortable and believe. Bill Clinton also got impeached too, so they say. you know, but he didn't. The Monica Lewinsky.
No, that's a difference.
He was supposed
Clinton
to get impeached.
Clinton was not. No, it's a difference. The Senate did not impeach him. The House of Representatives did.
Right, Kenneth right. Starr and his investigation
but
and all that shit.
Has to go through both houses.
Right.
Has to go through both houses in order for him to be to be you know put
impeached.
Out of office.
Right, because we clearly know that didn't happen because he served out the rest of his goddamn presidency.
So Nixon, Bush, and Clinton did not get impeached. They used the word for him, but they never did. You know.
No, they wasn't impeached. You got to understand that they had a defense against being impeached. It's called sovereign immunity. Look it up. Because in the position that they were serving under, you can impeach the straw man, but you can't impeach the president himself, not the person. Now, you can impeach the president, and the president, as the position, can be thrown out of position. That's why you call it a nothing but fire, and that's why you're saying not really impeached. But he was impeached, and that meant that he was no longer the president.
What happened after he got impeached? Does anybody know?
Say it again.
What happened?
Go ahead, Paula.
San Clemente, California.
San Clemente?
Go
ahead. Would you say fire liners? And then 708?
He moved to San Clemente, California.
Who moved to San Clemente?
Right.
Nixon.
Oh, Nixon. Did he? Okay.
So that's part of the impeachment process? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Was that in part of his impeachment process?
What, to go
no.
to?
No. He had to get out of the White House.
Right.
So he couldn't live in the White House anymore. When you're done with the president, you don't get to stay in. You know, live with the next president. Get your
right,
ass out.
Right.
True. Okay, because from my understanding, I thought there was some kind of prison time. You're supposed to go to jail or something, or, you know, probation or something.
No, it's just a trial to get you out of office.
Yeah.
That's what impeachment is. It's a trial to get you out of office. Say you did all these things that go against the code of being president, and therefore you impeach. You breached on the people's fucking trust, and you got to go.
That right.
Okay. Well,
but I'm trying to get to your point all this other stuff. He told us about the aliens. What else did he do?
Nixon.
Well, he was talking about.
He talking about Nixon because you said he was the last real president, and I'm trying to like.
No, not the last real president, but the last president actually to ever be in office. You know, not the. I don't know if it was like.
What you mean to be in office? What does that mean?
To be your president of the United States of America. After that was it. Right now.
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. You're trying to say he was the last president. Real
correct.
President. Everybody else is actors. And what makes you think that he was not a fucking actor? Please tell.
Okay.
Because he got impeached. But go ahead.
The last president of America, United States, to hold that title. Everybody else after him is not necessarily the president of the United States. Therefore, they are under another type of they run it for the corporate. This is a
okay. I'm gonna let Babylon take this one. Go ahead, Babylon.
Before you dig in, Babylon, hold on. You mean to tell me, this is what you're saying, all the rest of them were corporate CEOs. Is that what you're trying to say, right? Wait a minute. Do you think Nixon was not ahead of the corporation? When do you think America became a corporation in 1978 or something?
Yep.
That right.
I mean, see, that's when you think they became like.
That's Nixon, right, I would say yeah, it's always been that way. But once he left, everyone else really didn't really get everyone else stepped down from trying to, you know, run the country.
What the fuck did Nixon do during his presidency that gives you the inclination that he was running the damn country? This is my question to you.
No, here's the question to ask now.
Go ahead.
What year was the corporation formed?
Right, that's why I said, was it after he was impeached? That's when the shit became like a chartered corporation, like in 70s?
We're going to ask 708.
Okay,
wait a minute, brother. Year was the corporation formed?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know information about that. No, I don't know offhand. Like,
okay, so why do you say, okay, if you don't have any information on that, then what leads you to believe that after Nixon, all the other presidents are nothing but corporate heads or figureheads?
Okay. It was not a big issue to be trying to convince people or run a country, United States of America, and to be putting out that kind of vibe that I am – Commander Chief of the United States of America. When it really after Nixon, like I was saying, after Nixon, there wasn't really a United States of America president. It just turned corporate. You know?
Right.
Okay. You said that like five times.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, and you still haven't answered my question. What make you think that he was running shit? You said because of it's a vibe that he put out. Did you actually say it was a vibe that fucking Nixon put out that made you say he was running shit?
I hear Don.
But I'm
a vibe, a vibration. And why is this? Because he got caught with some tapes, some underground tapes that he said he ain't fags from San Francisco.
Oh, no, I didn't know about that. No.
Right. I mean, because that's what got him impeached was his fucking hidden tapes and this fake-ass Watergate.
Okay,
you gotta
right.
know why, you have to know what got him booted out and what makes you think that he was actually running the country. The motherfuckers all take orders. All of them are figureheads. I mean, America was a charter in, like, in the 1700s, took its official charter. A charter is a corporation.
But check this out now.
Right.
I must have been asleep through his two terms.
Right.
He told us about the aliens. I slept through that part.
Did you? Were you asleep, Violetta?
I must have been, because if Nixon said the word aliens, that there were aliens, I think I would have woke up.
You heard nothing whatsoever.
I agree.
Do you have him confused with Jimmy Carter, 708?
Okay.
Or maybe Reagan? Because, I mean, those are
no,
two presidents
Reagan.
I know that actually utter alien out of their goddamn mouth.
Reagan mentioned this, too, as a matter of fact. He did. Nixon, Reagan, and Jimmy. As a matter of fact, you can go back to J. Edgar Hoover. As a matter of fact, who else? A few more.
We know it's not Nick
that was running for president.
But now we're talking about public accounts. We're not talking about some shit we seen years later, like on YouTube or on a television show. We're talking
about
actual public record of saying that out of their mouth.
When they discussing this whole corporate, Barack ain't the president, and how it changed to a corporate, that's straight YouTube information, straight.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how the fuck Reagan was actually running the goddamn country. In any other capacity than anybody after him, before him, and after him.
Hey, Neff, you ever heard of morale? The country's morale is so important, whereas if there is a truthful event or any truth that is to be released by the president in any briefing or any mandates of information,
right,
that they are required to lie because of the morale of the country in order to keep the masses in check and controllable, you know. So that goes to show you that the president is a puppet, but a spokesperson, like one of those Saturday morning shows that keep selling a fucking product that you really don't want to buy over and over again. They don't own the company. They don't own the product. They just get a check to make you own the product and buy it. So, you know, if we talk about commerce, shit, I can go back to, 1776 if we want to play that game. It's always been commercial, and it's always been about commerce.
That's what I said. That's the official charter membership of the country.
Yeah.
We know a charter is a corporation.
That's right, man.
So, I mean, so that whole notion that he's the, you know, was the last one, and everybody else is a corporate figurehead is a falsehood, brother, from 708. It's just not true.
Yeah. But I know what he's talking about. I think this brother's talking about some of the other articles that were put into place to restrict the movement and the actions of a president. I got to get online and check it out. But
well, I hope that's what he's saying, because he's on the line. I mean,
I want to make sure I'm calling the name right now. I called it out the other day. I think the shit called Nesta. It's like a shadow government, basically. And they saying that they teaching this shit about Barack is not really the president or the other president. They the president of the corporatocracy, just like the brother saying. And they saying that it's another president. It's just like me saying earlier that John Hanson was the president under the Articles of Confederation. That was under the Articles of Confederation. Now, then it's the president of the now United States, what you talking about, Neff, under that charter. So that would have been the turning over from a confederacy, which is conspiracy, over to a corporatocracy, which would have been the charter in 1776. Now, what he talking about, Barack them, that's just that white knight shit. Y'all listen to me close now. Some Germans calling themselves the fucking white knights and calling the Chinese and some other motherfuckers in Britain, and the British, some white knights and black knights, and they saying that they are working under the government and behind the government in order to put the true president in. Matter of fact, they said that Soros was going to be the president. That's just how fucking
George Soros?
Yeah, just how fucking ridiculous it is.
Where
that's
the fuck he been hiding? He been, like, so on the low. Where is he hiding at? What cave he in?
You know he got in trouble about the fucking derivatives in Russia.
In Russia, like I said, he hiding somewhere.
Well, yeah, next he got in trouble about those derivatives, and he was over here in America and all that shit about, what that shit called? Occupy Wall Street?
Right.
They was making accusations of him being a terrorist for inciting that riot and inciting those things and paying for that shit and backing it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in a little trouble.
But before we go too far off, I just wanted to, like, just before we get ready to head into OT, we got 28 minutes. We got a good little segment. We can finish this up before we go to if we get into temptation, it really don't matter, because, I mean, we go just flow, whatever the way the show flows. But anyway.
Go ahead, man.
But what I wanted to talk about this Black Pope, this is what he said about Africa and the spread of this shit. He says, Turkson, who would be the first Black Pope if he were to end up getting the position, was answering a question by Christine Anamampour from CNN about the chances of the Catholic Church's sex scandals spreading to Africa when he made this controversial comment. Keyword is controversial. Let's see if his comment is controversial. African traditional systems kind of protect or have protected its population against this tendency, he said, because in several communities and several cultures in Africa, homosexuality, or for that matter, any affair between two sexes of the same kind, are not accepted in society. That's what he said. And I don't know where he been. Has he been to Nigeria lately? Do he not see that they got, like,
obviously not.
I mean, do you don't know that they got, like, the gay pride parade and that they have so much homosexuality going in places like Uganda and shit that they actually passing laws to kill homosexuals?
Yeah.
That's too westernized, Neff. Remember when we watched that documentary about the homosexuals in the papacy? And that the guy in there said, one of the attorneys said, that the reason that they were going to target Africa and South America was because they were going to go to areas that are so far behind, they're 500 years behind the current westernized countries. So those people, what he's saying is, let us go deep into Africa. where there has not been homosexuality brought from the West yet.
Ah, so like you saying, so Nigeria and them, they got too much Western culture already. You talking about going into the heart like Chad and shit like that, huh? Like
that's
deep.
Correct.
Right.
They want to find people who are still naive enough that when they come in with that cross, that they can indoctrinate these people. They're going back to their original stance of the Jesuit missionaries.
Now,
can I also add something too to that fire? It's not really, far as I see, all of the Catholicisms too with the homosexuality, because a lot of them Arabs been having sex with boys for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
They the biggest punks. So we know they some of the biggest punks. Oh yes.
So
they hold hands in fucking public. So
yeah, it's been down there. It's just that I think they're trying to give their controllable spin or something that they know the effects of would do. So yeah, I do agree, Fire, that it is coming. I just think that the form and fashion that it's coming in, you know, is going to be an effective one, because I mean it really is just one fucking thing, and anything else than other than it being, you know, two of the same product parts is an innovation of what someone is trying to make it into a lifestyle. So I think this gay lifestyle thing that they're probably trying to promulgate and promote there is because it's that Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, and they have the solution. So I think they probably perfected their game with this homosexual lifestyle ideology, because that's exactly what it is. You know, it really is a falsehood. It does not exist, and it's really a mental construct and a mental state, because the physical action is what makes you that label. So, you know, they I think it's a mental warfare, some type of mind fucking, a gay mind fucking, you know.
Literally, fucking. Yeah, I want to let Babylon know his mic is open, but yeah, I definitely see what Fire is taking at, saying that they're not going to the, you know, the northern parts of Africa and the western. He said they want to go into the heart of Africa, where there's no, where homosexuality is a fucking no-no, you know.
Yeah.
So he's throwing the smoke screen. I look at the words, like he said, the systems kind of protect. They kind of protect it, which means if they only kind of protect it, there's opening for you to go in. If they only kind of protect it, you know what I'm saying? So
I totally agree with Fireline S.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with the priest that shit is not accepted in Africa, though. Although mm-hmm. they do it like gays around here, but they don't tell you that shit ain't accepted. You see what I'm saying? They'll tell you that gays have rights if you live in another country, that gays have rights in America, but they don't tell you that people don't accept that shit. Like, that just because they got rights from the government, that don't mean that I accept it. I'm not the fucking government. The government gave them rights. I didn't approve shit. So that shit is still unacceptable in my fucking country. So what I'm getting at is that when that man say that homosexuality is not accepted, let's go with the future Pope thread that is not accepted. Then he putting his people at risk by becoming the Pope of a homosexual community.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, he's putting all of Africa at risk for AIDS and HIV and other diseases and other homosexual tendencies that these people wasn't even approving. He's going to bring that to their country by being the spokesperson for HIV,
right,
AIDS, and Catholicism, right, and homosexuality. He's putting his own people at risk.
It's more, right, that's why I say you need the black face. That's more just like Obama could easily go in Africa and institute the rest of that con Africa ass agenda. And now you got it with this? I mean, because I heard you say you don't think he'll ever be Pope, but I'm like, if he won't be Pope, then he sure is going to be the spokesperson, the national spokesperson for the Vatican. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely going to be that. If not, I'm still saying he's going to be the Pope because they're going to Africa. So what better than a native son to bring it, to usher it on in?
Now, I don't know. They've always been able to give Catholicism to black people. Black people have been so
yes.
I don't see where it coming. Maybe you know, it's like the whole thing with Barack.
Right.
It's a thing with that fucking cross. I don't know what that cross is. Obviously has some kind of magic power.
Hey, they don't want to go hypnotized, dog. It's like, man.
They love it. You know, everybody seems to love that shit. So I don't know. They've dealt with it, white people, all through time.
Oh, not to go off topic, but it's funny that you say that with the cross to do, because it's this conservative who said, this motherfucker Obama, this is his prediction for Catholic for Christians in America. He said, Obama is going to say that Christianity is a mental illness.
Yes.
and put the motherfuckers all in institutions. So that is like all Christians are straight fucking mentally ill. Oh,
the sooner
man.
The damn better for me.
I'm saying, I ain't going to say them people are mentally ill, but it definitely blocks their mental ability to think.
Of being mentally ill, I would say that.
Oh, fire, that's cold. Now you just hit them with a big-ass Picasso paintbrush. Like a monster.
Listen,
can I share some along the lines of the Pope?
Absolutely. I don't want to go too far, but that's what made me think of it when Fireliner said, there's something about that damn cross, you know?
Yeah,
just get people wide open. But, I just made me think of that Christian who said, Obama going to diagnose Christianity as mental illness.
Well, you got people who are willing to travel all over the world just to walk around in circles around a big black stone. So, you know, that religion thing is some crazy shit. So I just don't. You know what I mean? It just anything.
Yes.
You don't even have to have a icon. You can just have a fucking name.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And you know what, Fire? The funny thing about that religion shit is this right here, though. Did you know that not one fucking Arab, not one fucking one that walk around that black fucking box that's 40 by 40, that none one of them can't tell you who built it, where it came from, how long it's been there, what's really in it? Not one.
What, the thing that they walk around in the circle and throw rocks at?
Yeah, the Kaaba. The Kaaba is called. Kaaba. And that's just simply the word cube. Neff cube.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's a big cube. Yeah, that's.
They walk around a cube. So I'm saying.
Definitely walk around
a cube. Don't nobody there know where it came from, Neff. So my point is, it's not even an Islamic religious artifact or nothing.
Well,
so,
could it be a representation of Nibiru?
Yeah. Listen, it is, but...
Stop laughing, Fire, I'm serious. Stop laughing. I'm serious. Don't laugh.
Fire,
on her religious trip now. Go ahead, man.
Fire, it's a fucking meteorite in the side of that fucking building. And they kiss the fucking meteorite. So now, you said that the pagans worship stars and meteorites and shit like that. So now we're going to get back to where this box come from, because this box predate them, predate the people that walk around it. So I'm just putting on record that when we say religion, we literally talking about people that came in with Muhammadism, with Christism, with Mosesism, with Abrahamism, Manism. But those things that they done took over were never religious, were never used for religious purposes. It's just like walking up to the pyramids and seeing people praying inside of there and assuming that the Egyptians prayed inside the pyramid.
when the pyramid was a fucking school. You see what I'm saying? So these things that we're looking at are not really what they're saying they are. That's all I wanted to say, nothing.
Okay. I like,
okay,
I'm looking
now,
at the...
It doesn't really matter because we all know that when you deal with any of this shit, you have to believe. And believe is based on no fucking evidence. So it doesn't matter what whether they know it or not. It doesn't matter. They're going to continue to pilgrimage to it.
Right.
They believe. That's
what,
all that matters
why,
to them.
And I always wonder, why does it always turn into a stampede? Like, they don't know how to, like, walk in order. They don't like how, they don't know how to fucking gather anywhere. I mean, for real, you talking about hundreds of people were trampled on the pilgrimage to Mecca. God damn, what they do? Do they just flip out and start fucking turning it into a mosh pit? I don't get it. I don't get that. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, because I'm trying to figure out what is the cause to a stampede every fucking year when they take the go to Mecca. I don't get that. I don't know.
You have never been to a Pentecostal.
I know this for Pentecostal. No, I have not. Yes.
You would understand the fever pitch of this belief system that these people are literally having their out of body experiences, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not aware of the fact that they are bumping into other people because they've sent themselves into a fever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So when I'm thinking Pentecostal, I'm seeing the picture in my mind. I'm seeing the jump in, the whoo, the woo, and all that. That's what I'm that's what I'm visualizing. Right, you know, they be like, whoo. Like, you know, that's what I'm visualizing. They're falling on the floor, their arms are flailing, you know. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, but you got to see the whole church damn near go there. It's not just the individual person, a few people.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to see the whole church, and it's like a wave that goes through the church. And then all of a sudden, just everybody is up and moving and running and literally running around the church. It is a, it's something that, you know, that it's a mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. Okay, now I can see that being a reason why people would get trampled. Besides a goddamn mosh pit or a damn rock concert.
You
know the mosh pits would be hella wild more. Stop acting like, you know, you was probably in there too with your dreads and shit. You know the mosh pits would be crazy. Them people be throwing elbows and got razors in their mouth and shit. This is cause I'm like, trying to figure out why the hell do there be hundreds of people dying on the time where it's supposed to be a call to this, you know, this holy time. You know, this is like a holy time, and you're like, so, but fire just
the same reason why on Black Friday people get trampled running into the wall.
Oh, man. Right.
Up in over the propaganda.
So it's like fire was saying, they get overcome with some kind of fucking spirit or something.
Demon.
That just being right, they had them out of their bodies. And they have no regard for the person next to them, in front of them, or nothing like that. It's just, yeah, that's crazy.
Have you ever saw the pictures of the Hindus going down to what is that river that they go to once a year and they do the ceremony?
I don't know shit about Hindus. I know somebody do.
Millions of them.
Wow.
Millions who come to this river once a year, and they go out into this river, and they actually stampede over people to get in that water.
What do they do, take a bath?
The Ganges.
Yeah, it's the Ganges, yeah.
It's
the bays, really?
In a filthy, nasty, dirty, infested river.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So that's why they had that stench. They only bathe once a year.
Damn. And then the same river, dead bodies there too.
That was so mean to me. God damn.
Man, river.
Hey, Neff,
I want to say this, though. Back to the gay thing. I want to say this. Fire, now you the historian on the line. Let me say this.
when the Malta, the Knights of Malta, from the Queen of England and all that shit, when the Knights of Malta and from the goddamn the Jesuit priesthood too, they the same thing, the Knights of Malta. And so when they went in and they came into Saudi Arabia and they met up with the Hashim or the assassins, they became friends, gay buddies. You feel me? They became gay buddies. And so this is how Dodi Al-Fayed gets with Princess Di and how all of the British royal family is welcomed in the Arab royal family and the Arab royal family is welcomed in the British royal family. And that's why the Jewish royal family of the goddamn Catholic Church is also welcomed in the Queen's place. So unless they one big happy family, I don't see them just, you know, kicking it like that.
Okay, well, that's news to me because I really thought the connection was Lawrence of Arabia. Okay.
But I've heard that a lot of those cliques like that, they like the like even here, the latest one, the North American Men and Boys Association, NAMBLA, that crap, and all of these other associations are actually gearing people before that because they feel as though that male homosexual actions is called godlike love. They call that godlike love. A lot of those, you said the Knights of Malta and
spicy.
Spicy,
like, what the hell? What? I mean, it's true, though. They do. I mean, I seen something on Facebook. Once again, you gotta love Don. I think it was off of she was either tagged in or something, but it was on Facebook, and it was like a little angel boy. You know how the white folks always got they angels as little fucking three-year-olds and shit.
A cherub.
Right.
Cherub.
But it was like, it was facing the prince or the king or whatever, but it was giving him a blowjob. It had the appearance of giving him a blowjob.
Yeah,
you know, and so yeah, you know that is their godly love, you know, like
that's in a lot of Greek statues, yeah.
Right, so that's and then you would hear a lot of. I remember it was this notorious homosexual priest. It was a movie made about him, and this motherfucker was saying I was giving the boys God's love through me. That's the shit he would say. He was saying
they call it agape.
Who got a question?
I got a question. It's 708. I just noticed that you brought up the situation about how was it the church always got those babies with the as the little angels and stuff? Why do they do that? They never have adults. It's always
I'm gonna say what I say, then I let the either Fireline or the other brothers take it away. But I'm gonna just say this: like, I'm just going off what I see is because they're the pure ones. They're innocent. They're pure.
Yeah, never adults. Just some big chunks.
But that's my take. That's my take. But what is yours? It's open to the panel.
Well, one, because the children that are sacrificed that lived on the earth and they all die, one of the things that the Roman Catholics have in one of their big sacramentary books is that that heaven is filled with children. And a lot of the children are cherubims, and you got the different type of angels in heaven. But that stuff is, I mean, that may be some good folklore, some stories, but for you to do that to a child or to think of a child on them terms, You really fucked up, you know. I mean, as a parent, for somebody to think like that, you know, and think that that's godly, you know, you're really placing yourself in a fucked up position. You know what I'm saying? So it's like to see that and have the visual stimulus of that is productive for a Catholic priest to get away with something like that, and that's why that's part of what they use is it's for God, and they use the Bible. Like a fucking sword.
Right. Well, they consider the priests consider themselves the intercessors between man and God. But, so it's like them sick people actually believe it. Or do they?
Oh.
Go ahead. I'll go ahead, Spicy. I got two more callers. I see 315 and 510. I see your hands are up. So I want to let everybody know you got about 5 minutes to call in, Skype in or go to the Don Nicoleon after party to hear overtime. We're getting ready to head in overtime in about 5 minutes. The call-in number is 1-347-884-9239. Like I said, or you can call in or Skype in. Could I just say that? I just said that three times. Or go to the Don Nicoleon after party. But go ahead, Spicy, and then I'm going to take the other two calls and then we can continue. Go ahead.
I think the church, it was not. They come from Alexander the Great. That's how homosexuality was introduced, like basically to the world through Alexander the Great.
Gotcha. I'm with you on that one. Absolutely, Fireline.
Well,
I mean, I thought you Fireline.
Before you saw pictures of angels, before there were pictures of angels, they adopted those pictures of angels from the Greek cherub, which you call Cupid.
Right, the wing, little, little diaper, got the diaper on and stuff, yeah.
The wing were Cupid, okay? And they adopted those wings and made angels that Leonardo da Vinci did in the Sistine Chapel.
Right,
he got those from the cherubs. So if you look at the Sistine Chapel, you'll see those little babies with wings. That's Greek. And then the Romans took it.
Fire.
And then it evolved into what you see with Michelangelo.
Fire. Alexander the Great, because it started with him and it blocked him out.
Alexander the Great?
Yeah, because he was the first homosexual mouth in biblical times.
Ain't there,
no,
yep,
he wasn't the first, Spice.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't the first.
I said, so cool. I didn't know if he was the first or not. I said, so cool, the first homosexual in the Bible.
Okay. Oh, in the Bible.
In the Bible. Okay. I got you. But I'm going to open up these two lines. I'm going to start with 315-485. Your mic is open. Welcome to Surviving the Game. Can I get a mic check?
Mic check. What up, Neff?
What's going on, Midnight Sun, in the building? What's going on, Midnight?
Hey, just, you know what I'm saying, maintaining, relaxing. Fire Linus, what's up, Queen?
What you got?
I just want to pause and say peace to Fire Linus, because I have not heard her voice forever. I know she be up in the chat room a lot, but it's good to hear your voice.
You tune in every Wednesday night for Hot Damn Politics. Fire Linus directs the show on Hot Damn Politics, and you will hear her.
That's peace. I'm running the store now, so
okay.
You know how we run it.
Your mic will be open. You can chime in anytime.
I was listening all day to the show today. Wasn't able to talk. You know what I'm saying? Be lousy. You know, I mean, it'd be crazy noisy where I be. So, ain't gonna be have nobody cuss me out and mute my line. So I just stayed mute today. It was a great show today.
Okay.
I wanted to jump into that Babylon game.
Yeah.
I wanted to jump into that Babylon game and see like that was real.
That was dope. It really showed you how like you have to be really, really quick on your feet, on your brain. Yeah. There's no joke.
It will sharpen
you mentally. Ain't no doubt about that. And I'm a little dull.
It all makes sense when you evaluate and, you know, see the situation clearly. You know what I'm saying? If anybody, and I say anybody, if you are initiated into any religious doctrines, institutions, communions, I don't give a fuck. It ain't all about Christianity. It ain't all about them Christians, yo.
And
that's the thing. And you know, that's the thing that pisses me off with so-called conscious motherfuckers,
mm-hmm.
because they quick to keep it focused on the Christians. When these motherfuckers don't realize, or yeah, they do, they only just try to manipulate the ones who are continually to be weak and think weak-minded and just focus it
on
the Christians.
But we know a lot of these so-called conscious community folks, you know, run straight to Islam, you know, straight up. So,
right.
You know,
right.
So a lot of that focus, yeah, it's going to be on Christianity. I mean, Christianity is an easy target. Let's not kid ourselves. They got a lot of fucked up shit going on with Christianity.
That's
so it's an easy target.
Easy.
You know?
Well, you know, Mormons are easier.
Who are?
Mormons.
Oh, obviously, yeah. They almost as untouchable as goddamn Scientologists. They don't nobody go in on them damn Mormons besides them freaks who got like 18 wives and shit like that. But like the Mormons, like super protected, straight up. I gotta bring in one more call. I gotta bring in the 510 area code, and then we gotta get ready to go in the overtime. So like I said, you got a minute. You got 1 minute to call in, Skype in 1-347-884-9239. Like I always say, man, if you ain't got this number on speed dial, you ain't shit. Let me bring in 510 before we go.
510. Hello, NASA.
Hey, who's this? This sound like a relative.
My name is Zoe.
Oh, Zoe. This is my little cousin, Zoe. How you doing, though? This is my 4-year-old cousin, Zoe. Very bright young woman. How you doing, Zoe?
Yes. What's your name?
It's good. You up late. My mom got you up late. You listen to the show, Zoe? You listen to us adults?
Huh?
I see you listening to us adults. You getting some of that real information, Zoe? Yeah, she's 4. But, Mom, put her on mute because I got to get ready to go into overtime. Let's go.
Nefertiti, surviving the game every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Do you hear me?
Overtime with Nefertiti, surviving the game, coming up. You got 2 minutes to call in. The number 1-347-884-9239. Nefertiti, surviving the game. We about to go into OT. Let's get it.
Everything I do's revolutionized. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi. Listening to Fela Kuti, I'm a goon with the machete. Especially if it's Deli, got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me. So respect me, this is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you 5, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize, it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize. Everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these.
Mother always hang up in overtime. I think she don't get it that like you stay on the line to hear the rest of the show. I think she be thinking that's the end of the show when I play the anthem. But you know,
I can't believe you didn't know what that anthem was.
What you mean? What anthem? What I don't know.
From your overtime. Remember we had that.
You said you didn't know, you didn't remember where that music came from. Remember?
Well, I ain't never said that. You ain't never heard that come out of my mouth. I'm the one
that
who suggested
you?
It. Hell no.
Okay.
I've been up on Malcolm Garvey Huey. Shit, I'm the one who told Don about that. I said, man, Don, put that. This shit is hot. You know, because Don never like pays attention to any of my suggestions when it comes like to music, because in movies too, because I have like a really bad track record. And so I was like, I said, this shit is hot though. And she's like, oh, this is hot. So yeah, Malcolm Garvey Huey, yeah. We know, I know it comes from that sorry ass Benz's Beamers and Benjis or whatever it's called. But I
nah,
you know,
I'm talking about the Monday Night Football
what?
Anthem.
Midnight. No. Midnight. Are you drinking over there in Syracuse?
Oh,
you're drinking right
man.
Now. You mean to tell me you think I wouldn't know that that's the anthem to Monday Night Football?
Oh, man,
Nefertiti here. Are you serious? Come on, man.
Hell,
I,
yeah.
Shit, I've probably been humming that shit since I was like 8. Come on, now.
That's what's up,
goddess. So where was we at, man? Come on, somebody help me out. Because I get sidetracked real quick. What was we talking about? We talking about cherubs.
Can I drop something in the chat? So
absolutely, Fireline. Absolutely.
One thing, and then we can be done with the Pope.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I got something to say about the Pope, Fire.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me do this, and then you can get on what you want to say fast.
Okay.
So, why is the Pope... This Pope who is resigning on the 28th, he's going to be kept on the Vatican property. The reason they're going to let him stay on the Vatican property is because as long as he lives on that property, he's immune to prosecution.
That's right.
Oh, well, that's the Jew.
That's
go ahead, Babylon.
I just wanted to add that they can't come back at him regarding the dirty deeds that he did for the last 30 years with the little children who was getting molested.
Absolutely. So,
okay,
so he's immune to any charges as long as he stayed within the Vatican compound.
That's correct.
Well, hello, Penn State is affiliated with that Catholic shit, too. And Sandusky or whatever, he won't be punished for that shit. It was bought to the media bought it to light because it got leaked out. Those children, as they became older, most of them, they broke the code. Most of these children who end up coming out later, no one ever comes out a week later, a month later, not even a year later. It's years later. They'll come out and leak that information out to somebody, and it passes on, and next thing you know, there's a big, huge sex scandal, homosexual scandal, whatever the fuck you want to call it. These kids break the code. If you saw that shit, Red Hook Summer, Spike Lee joint.
Damn, I think we lost Midnight right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You lost me?
I can hear everybody.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Summer. Can anybody hear me?
I hear you.
I hear you.
Okay. Okay, peace. That's up.
Where's Neff?
I think Neff can hear.
Babylon, are you on?
I'm on deck, Fire.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Midnight.
Yep. Did y'all peep the Red Hook Summer with Spike Lee?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it with the preacher.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I, you know, personally, and I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure most of us can you know what I'm saying, concur to this event that
I didn't see it.
Oh, wow. I mean,
I didn't see it. Did you see it, Fire?
No, I don't watch anything Spike Lee does.
Yeah, I hate Spike Lee. But I'll take it out there later, probably, since you said it. But I hate Spike
Lee. This time he really, he basically beat Christianity.
Hey, before you say that, can we watch it before we discuss it, though? Because there's nobody on the brain team seen it, and I don't want nobody to get the wrong idea.
You got Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I won't even shed any more light on it then.
No. Listen to me though. I wasn't trying to stop you from shedding light on it. Only thing I didn't want you to do is endorse it. If you can say what you're
name over the
top, it's called Red Hook Summer. I'll just say, give you like a quick preview, not tell you exactly about what it went into, but it's about the preacher's daughter from Atlanta brings her son to Brooklyn.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, God, my phone is, all praises due. Mine just came all back. My phone was dead. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I was getting nothing but static, and my phone just came back. Oh,
that's the energy. That's the energy bringing you back, Queen.
But God, I don't have nothing for the after party. What I'm gonna do after party? I'm gonna chime in when I can. Oh, okay. There's the guy. Got it. Oh, never. Oh, gotta love the brain trust. Thank you, Dez. Thank you. Okay. Wow. Y'all just don't understand. That, like, my phone was dead. It was just resurrected.
That's good. Okay.
Okay, I'll catch up. Y'all go ahead. I'm going to catch up to what you're talking about.
It's preacher's daughter from Atlanta brings her son up to Brooklyn for the whole summer to stay with his grandfather, which is her father. And he gets immune to the city for the first time. He's never been to New York, so he's getting mind fucked heavy because he's a vegan. You know, he has a different diet, and they physically consuming his spirit. And then they indoctrinally mind fuck him into the Christianity religion. So I'll leave it like that, and make sure everybody who has not seen Red Hook Summer, check it out, because it's definitely a whole show to build on that shit right there. But the thing is, that shit is decoded in the Bible, and I kept telling these Negroes this shit forever. And it's funny when you sit and you talk amongst white people, you know, because I'm very diverse. I love sitting right next to you, and you don't even know who I am. But the thing is, people like us, We carry high vibrations. These motherfuckers want to put their hands on us. They want to touch us because they know we're not fucking sheep, first of all. So there's this certain vibrations that we send through everybody. And they're willing to come out and tell you the fucking truth. They're willing to come out to tell you the truth about your religion, about why the religion was placed here to begin with. But the shit is decoded. It's in the Bible. It's decoded. It's decoded in the damn nigga. What, Quran, Torah, Bible, whatever the fuck you want to say. Ain't none of that shit pure. We already know that. Homosexuality is accepted in all religions.
Yeah, I want to touch on that.
I agree with that.
I got a cousin right now, y'all, right? This 708, okay. He's getting ready to graduate from a well-known Indianapolis Christian university.
getting ready to graduate, right? And
oh,
his last,
Notre Dame.
And his last subject, he's getting ready to graduate, and he's getting ready to go already. He's appointed to this church in Atlanta, right? But his last subject of what he needed to write a report on was about how to address homosexuality in the church. Yeah. He's dealing with that right now. That's the big thing right now. Children and how to counsel children and homosexuality in the church. How to deal with that.
But see, to me, though, you know what I'm saying? When they say that, that's just like saying the words violence against women. You know what I'm saying? That's actual violence against women. So when they say they counseling children in homosexuality, they're
right.
actually counseling children into homosexuality.
Indeed.
You know,
light
bulb. See, words are a tricky game. So, you know, I know you can see
right.
that the whole thing is just leading to just more and more indoctrination into homosexuality.
Hell yeah, Babylon. That's to get them children to feel what they just went through was, yeah, that's your reality and it's okay. We're going to teach you how to deal.
Right,
we have to teach you how to deal with this now homosexual tendency and feeling that you have now. We're teach you how to deal with
it. Master's degree in this, and this is a class.
And who other can teach that than a homosexual?
Real talk.
And who other can teach that to a child than a homosexual that's going to be teaching the children how to deal with homosexuality. Because
I know this for a fact. I'm just saying. I'm sure.
He's
not a homosexual because he likes women. You know, he likes to drink and do all them kind of things. He's just doing it.
He likes to drink and like women. I mean, that really doesn't, those are not really parameters of if someone's homosexual or not. But the point is, you know, that he will be basically continuing a path of laying down the regime of homosexuality.
Yeah, that's
what we're saying.
That's all. Yeah.
There's a part of self. Go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point I was just trying to make. That's all. He's going to school school to learn how to manipulate and persuade, people that is, he's learned how to master and manipulate people.
That was a major to counsel, rape children and homosexual. That's a major at Notre Dame. That's a degree.
That's not in
that's his thesis left to get out of there.
That's his senior thesis.
Yeah, that's his
degree.
Wow.
Now, I have a question. I have a question for this brother.
Yeah,
was
deep.
Your cousin ever molested?
I really can't say. I don't know, but I know when we grew up in Chicago, we went all the house parties. Anybody know about house parties? We went all the house parties. He was a well-known, very active around each other, around women. So I really can't, like,
okay, so don't paint the picture for us. Don't paint the picture
for us. Say you don't know. I don't know.
And I wasn't around.
Right, because you paint the picture for us that he is. You lead in
the
picture.
I don't know if a family member did it or someone else did.
Okay, good.
What you're trying to say is, right, okay, what you're saying is, okay, the reason why he took the class about homosexuality and counseling youth about feeling comfortable with being gay is because it probably happened to him. I don't think he even knew that this class was coming. This was like he's at the end of his class to get his master's degree.
I'm going to build off of what Fire said. She said, was he ever molested if you ain't never been molested, how can you relate to a child that's been molested?
Thank you.
Because
how do you relate to somebody if you ain't never been violated? How can you relate?
If you
can't relate because you're going off of a book teaching. This is what you should say. This is what you should ask. Not somebody who's actually been there and been violated. That's a big difference.
I don't know, but I'm telling you,
that's what it is. That's why Fire asked, was your cousin molested?
If this brother on the phone knows all the stuff we're talking about how religion and how it's just based on sex and sex with children, if he knows this, then I'm sure his cousin knows this. And since his cousin knows this, he knows what he get into. So he know why his cousin getting into religion, because his cousin must be a homosexual, because that's what religion breeds.
And let me add this.
And how could you put that together?
Wait a minute.
Let Fire make her point, and Babylon will definitely answer your question.
So everybody in religion is a homosexual?
Okay, hold on. I'm sure Babylon's going to give you a complete answer to your question. Go ahead, Fire Linus.
Okay, I just want to say this, that when you're in a master's program, you know what your classes are going to be, and you know which one you're going to pick to do your thesis on. This wasn't something new that popped up that he didn't know.
Tell it, because I know I picked mine for my senior thesis.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't assigned. It's not assigned.
That's a little bit different than a master's degree. He has to pick what speciality he wants to go in, first of all, and his classes all lead up to that dissertation.
Mm, that's
okay,
right.
That probably was the case. So he.
Oh, there ain't no probably to it. That's how it goes.
All right.
Ain't no probably.
All right, he took a class on counseling youth on homosexuality, but I wouldn't say that makes a person gay. Okay, say I want to start my own program on alcoholism. I ain't touched a damn beer in my life. Does that make me a hypocrite?
It kind of makes you unqualified.
You can't talk to him.
How are you going to relate to an alcoholic and you ain't never had a drink?
Okay.
You can't talk to him.
Okay.
I mean, they can. It can be people who have no experience and do it,
right.
But can you really connect? I mean, otherwise, it's kind of like, whew.
Okay. I see.
But no, they never really hire people that don't have that problem though. That's just the fucking fact. They never really hire people that don't have a drug problem or can't relate to drugs. That person's parents, sister, cousin, when they do the interview to hire somebody as a counselor,
I've been
a fucking counselor before, they make sure that you can relate to the people that you fucking talk to.
My mama done been through rehab several times. And most of the people that were her counselors were people who graduated the same program. Yeah, the people, my mother was been through several rehabilitations. And the people that were her counselor were people who were actually addicts and were in that program, who went through the program.
Okay, and there are people, do you think there are people, because I do, that are in these rehab programs that are teachers and counselors that have never even picked up?
There absolutely are. And you know what them people be teaching them? They be teaching them like shit, like the studies and the thoughts of Siegfried and, what's it called, Sigmund and Freud? What's that motherfucker's
name?
Those are the people who've never touched dope and lead classes and shit. They teach them about philosophy. Look at yourself.
Absolutely.
That's what they do.
Right.
One of the fucking
how effective they are, very little effectiveness on that level.
Bullshit.
Now, I wish my mama wouldn't have hung up. I wish my mother wouldn't have hung
you,
up. She would have told
but
you.
I'll tell you this, though. Before you go, Fire Linus, I heard you. Let me say one thing, Fire. I tell you this, though, the defense of this stance on the whole homosexuality and the gay, it was all cool when it was outside for everybody else. He was agreeing with everything everybody said, that the Pope them gay, the church gay, but when it came down to his cousin and this person, it sound like it's him.
He's very defensive about it. I'll agree with that. But
I'm being defensive about
him
being gay.
No, you're hearing it wrong.
What I gotta say,
because
I'm not gay.
Homosexuality.
So
you're hearing it wrong.
No way.
homosexuality and child molestation are nothing like on the level of any other addiction. Nothing. Because the people who are generally involved in child molestation never can be cured. They never can stop. The recidivism rate of these people are in the high 90s. They will never stop. You can get a drug addict or a alcoholic who can stop being an addict, but you can very, very, very small get someone who's a child molester to stop being a child molester. The church, the Catholic Church, admits that they have had this problem for 1,700 years.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this is not something new that occurred. People who were pedophiles and child molesters were drawn into the church because of the immunity in the church.
Yeah.
So for 1,700 years, they moved these people from parish to parish to prey on children. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to assume that if you look at these other Baptist and Protestant and Calvinist religions, that there are also people who are involved in those religions who are preying on children because of the immunity involved in the church. If a government gives immunity to church officials, they do tax them. They do not make them pay any of the dues of anybody else in this country. They have literally given them immunity.
That's right.
Okay.
So if you have a person who has been molested as a child, they will generally move to some type of profession that has to do with children.
Known fact.
Okay, you asked me, the female that was just talking, I can't remember your name, you asked me, have my cousin been molested because of him taking those courses to graduate, get his master's in a couple of weeks, and move on and go and run over, be over a church?
You assumed that. She didn't ask you that. I'm not finished.
You asked me something. Like, it was already rhetorical. You already knew about from over 1,700 years ago. I didn't know. You asked me a question I don't have any information on as far as was he molested as a child, whether it was a family member or not. I didn't know. So then when I said I didn't know, I was accused of being defensive about me being gay probably or he was gay. I don't know. I don't see any signs. I'm not a professional gayologist. To see if
no, call it though is you said you don't know, and we said stop right there. That's good. You don't know, so we'll stop right there. And you continue to go on. And so then we raised other questions because you kept talking about it. And then we raised those questions about your cousin and started giving facts about the Pope. Then you started getting defensive because we started raising points like, hey, this been around for 1,700 years. Hey, our religion breed is homosexuality. And you was defending it saying, nah, wait, how you know that religion breed homosexuality? Wait, how you know that if it's going to be he a homosexual just because he want to do that? And it's other people that do things that's not homosexual. So let me finish now. So don't come on the phone and try to make like we jumped on you when we tried to stop you and everybody heard it at the words, I don't know. And you continued on, and that's what raised other questions. And Fireline S never asked you anything about your homosexual cousin and about whether or not he was practicing that for that reason. She just asked you, why do you think he practicing it? And you assumed that she was saying that, which means you know already that he practicing based on his homosexuality. So we understand what's going on. We're very clear.
I'm very clear. She asked me, has my cousin been molested? You can ask her.
She said, have your cousin ever been molested as a child? I don't know.
Yeah, she asked you that.
Yeah. So, you know, due to the 1,700 years of research and history, it's most likely that he was molested as a child, and that's what he wants to do to children.
No.
That's what everybody was trying to get around
to. Most likely. And I'm not accusing. I simply asked the question, was he molested? That's
no,
all I
don't know. I don't
That's
know. He never told me. It's a possibility he has. It's a possibility he hasn't. I wouldn't know. I don't know too many people that just come out and say something like that unless they want to get paid for it on TV or something. I was molested as a child.
Well, that was an important point you made, Fire, about the church being sovereign. I really like that. Because they've been using that as a veil for a long time, hiding behind the sovereignty of the church.
So if people, in my point of view, if people really want to know the purpose of this stuff, the purpose
uh-huh.
of these religions, it is to shield and hide child molesters. Because if you look at all of them, basically across the board, most of them across the board, they
okay.
are molesting children in some kind of way. And I'm talking about all of them. I ain't talking about the big
That's
three.
Right,
I'm talking
right.
about
right.
all of them.
You know,
from
I'm
Black, Buffalo Dollar,
I'm,
to goddamn Eddie Long, to every
right,
line.
I would like to ask my question. I would like to know.
No
I
matter
mean,
what
I'm
religion it is.
Because this is not an argument, but we're just doing some research and shit like that. I'd like to ask my cousin. It's nothing but a couple of phone numbers to call him tomorrow. Man, you ever been molested before? The only way to find
hey,
out
you,
is
what,
real talk.
Well, we would love for you to do that.
Yeah, bring him on the
like
show.
Bring him on the show. Don't talk about it, be about it.
Right, because you're going to church, learn some things that you wanted to do as a child and everything like that, and you want to talk about, help out, you know, you think you're helping out people in the community with their problems, but are you doing it because you've been molested? You got any experience in being, you know?
I think more important than asking him about molesting children is to just
right.
bring him on the show. And second of all, that's a very low vibrating way to approach the situation, just to ask him straight out like that, like, have
okay.
you ever been molested?
Definitely.
How about this? Say to him, did you know that since 1700 that the church has been involved in homosexuality? Do you know that every church that we can think of, Black or white, is involved in homosexuality? So then, cousin, why would you want to be involved in religion or churches when this is what they're involved in, the molestation and the raping and the sacrificing of children? Bring him on the show so we can ask him that. So then
like
they don't get thrown out and he don't be offended
sure
by your question.
And all the history and everything. He's got 8 years of religion and everything. He got these masters and all these books. He's got a library of books at his home. So I know I don't really have to go into that, be so philosophical with him. I just, man, you know what? Just let's keep going on it. Back in the 80s and 90s when we grew up, anybody ever play with your dick or, you know, try to suck you off and your booty hole in the backyard or anything?
Yeah, listen, bro. We ain't really trying to go that low brain weight. I already just asked Fire Lioness about the state. And we talk about sovereignty. We about to move on from your cousin penis and your penis and all that bullshit talk. We already know the deal. We ain't finna go there. We finna talk about some high-level shit so we could deliver some information. So if you could please raise your level of vibration and get on the Pope shit and talk about them and not your cousin, we'll be satisfied.
Oh, I've been raised. I'm
backfired. Can you post that link again if you could?
Sure.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't see the difference what we're talking about with the Pope or with this.
Yeah,
right
and
here.
He's talking
about immunity, meaning that people are untouchable.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the biggest difference. We talking about people who get away scot free under the guise of religion.
Oh, I don't know nobody who got away scot free on religion.
Well, then that's what Fire bringing to the table. It's called immunity.
Well,
you know what immunity means,
years.
Right?
Yeah, for 1,700 years, according to Fire Lioness Neff, and I agree, they've been getting away with it based on the fact that the state and the church is separate and that religion predates politics. So therefore, the politics can't be applied over the church. Thus, the Vatican has a sovereign land, just like the White House, a political venue, has a sovereign land. They both sovereign. So like Sideline has said, these priests and these molesters have been able to hide behind the veil of sovereign immunity in the church.
Right.
Let me finish with this last part. So I just wanted to read this to Neff, though, Neff. This is something that I've seen in a book by Dr. York. It say this. It's some background noise, Neff. It say, he had two horns given power by the people. Now this is talking about the Pope now. He had two horns representing the many antichrists or many Dajjals, same thing as antichrist, who have been in power throughout time around the world. That's what the two horns on the Pope hat represent now, from both religions and political arenas. So it's not just religion with the Pope. It's both religious and political arenas. They rise up in power, and they fool people by their meekness and supposed good intentions. Like they usually present an old man, like they finna present the nigga from Africa, somebody meek, somebody who ain't got no reason to hurt nobody because he come from a poor, impoverished country, so he can't be doing nothing but trying to help people, right? Bullshit. He down to molest people, and he just a front face, right, like you said. So then they appear as lambs, Neff, innocent and genuine for the masses of the people. But in actuality, they are frauds. Two such Dajjals, antichrists, are John F. Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States, and Pope Paul VI. They were both in power during the birth of the Antichrist. So this is these two horns represent the divisions of church and state. The two horns on the Pope hat, on that mitre, M-I-T-R-E, represent the division of church and state. John F. Kennedy was a Catholic, the first Catholic to become a president of the United States. His demeanor was extremely pleasant and likable, which captivated both Caucasians and Nubians. Yet it was JFK who was responsible for starting the Vietnam War and granting funds to NASA for extensive outer space travel and exploration. So you see, he came looking meek, but yet he started the fucking war. Kind of like Barack, just like Barack. So then Pope Paul VI was the first pope ever to come to the United States. On October the 4th, 1965 A.D., the Pope visited for 13 hours. It's the year 2013 now. We're in the 13th hour. He visited for 13 hours, and this Pope stepping down in the 13th hour in the year 2013, under the pretense that it was a personal appeal to the United Nations. That's why the Pope came here, that he was saying that he was coming to appeal to the United Nations for peace. But Pope Paul VI, as other succeeding popes, made extensive use of his power to control not only the religious faction of the state, but also the decisions which are made by the political heads of various countries around the world. So the Pope is not only in control of religious factions, but also the decisions made by political heads around the world. These two horns also represent the two seats of power from America to Israel. So the Pope's two horns also represent power from America to the state of Israel, and now Israel to America, because they're calling the shots now. The world will be deceived into thinking they are humble and gentle like a lamb, yet he, the pale Jew, speaks out just like the beast America. That's talking about the state of Israel and the Pope and all of them. That's it, Neff.
I just wanted to follow up, like, you know, I really don't give a fuck about the Pope. That nigga don't make or break my day. You know, I don't give a fuck about that nigga. I mean, I pay attention to him just to see how they move, but I really don't give a fuck about them. Can you think about it? 1700 years, let's go back 2,000 years. Before there was this pooping and shit, those Romans were nasty fucks. Their daughters, as soon as their daughters are born and they reach the age of 60, 58, and play with their genitalia, they take them and train them up on how to be concubines and how to be sex slaves and how to please a man and how to please a woman. And these children are raised that way. So we know once they get their Catholicism worked out, their whole Catholic shit worked out, after, you know, 1,700 years ago, that this was ingrained into it. Now, Fire said recidivism, and that is the reciprocating relationship. The abuse creates the abuser, which creates the abuse, which creates the abuser. And I'm saying that because if initially they were already sexually fucked up and reprobate, that any religion that they adapt or create would have those fundamental beliefs irregardless of what they propagate. So it's like I come in your house, I say I'm a righteous guy, but I fuck your wife and put you in the basement and say right. You're a savage and you don't know anything. So the homosexual thing, if I can get you to believe in a Mickey Mouse Jesus or a Mickey Mouse God, then it's easy for me to graft the mentality on you about some homosexual or gay lifestyle. And it is apparent, it is evident that this has been alive and recidivated and reciprocated in the Roman Catholic Church as well as all religious organizations. And honestly, gay lifestyle, bullshit. Religions, bullshit. It's all bullshit. And if you can accept this bullshit over here, this red bullshit, I can get you to accept this blue bullshit, too. So, you know.
What do you mean by bullshit? What do you mean that?
I mean, it's all bullshit.
In reference to what? Because it's like
lifestyle.
Because, like, rape, homosexuality and raping the children is not bullshit.
No, but the ideology that they use to support it is.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Now you're specific. Okay.
But you see, here's
the
problem.
Yeah, I caught that too,
Morph. Here's the problem, Morph. The fact that it is so ingrained, it has now become part of the state. So it's moved out of the church and into the state, okay? So you now have this Trojan horse sitting in the White House who is enacting laws based on this same homosexuality. You've got all these different states who are passing laws based on homosexuality. You send your children to school, and they are now giving them in kindergarten and first grade, as soon as they start to read, they're giving them books about Jack and Mike instead of Jack and Mary.
My two mommies and shit like that.
That's right.
You know?
So it has now moved out of the privacy of the church and into the public area of the state.
Yeah. And fine, I
so
just want to add
you just can't say you don't want to hear it, you don't want to see it, you don't want to hear about it, you don't want to talk about it because it is becoming the norm now. It is not a TV program that don't have a faggot on it.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, and that still doesn't affect me though. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
This ain't about you.
I was gonna say that
after I had finished talking. When you came in after me, you said, "Well, I just want to add that I don't give a damn about the Pope." And that to me, that just seemed like you just detracting from what the fuck I just said. You not giving a damn about the Pope don't matter. It's what the fuck happening in the real world. You not giving a damn, don't change all these children, stop getting molested. So when you just come in and just give them an outright opinion and no fact,
why the children are being molested.
And that's why Neff said, explain bullshit. Because all of that is opinions, because when you say, well, I don't give a damn about the Pope opinion, that's just bullshit about the homosexual opinion. That's just bullshit about the state opinion. But you ain't giving us no facts, so I'm saying let's just stick to the facts because it appears that you detract them from what's being said. And Firelinus came right behind me and explained to you that politics and the state and the whole thing. So
it's all intermingled. So, you know, the level that it has you on you personally, that's what it is. But it's been pervasive all throughout society now. I don't know about you, but I still have young children. So, you know what I'm saying? So I can't, you know, it's only a certain level that I can keep them in the bubble. So this shit is real.
Yep.
All this stuff, all this homosexual, this shit is real.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, is
now do the Pope live in my house? No. Do Catholicism do Catholic Catholicism run throughout my home? No. You know what I'm saying? Do I mean, you know what I'm saying? We ain't no clothing, you know, there's none of that in my home. But the situation which we're speaking on in relation to what's going on that's been going on throughout the churches, like Fire said, is now bleeding into public society. Yeah, so it's all relative. It's all
right.
6 degrees of separation.
It's just like the weatherman say, it's just like the weatherman tell me it's going to rain today. And
mm-hmm.
I say, I don't know if it's going to rain or not. I'm going to finish this job today. Rain, sleet, or snow. It don't affect my
business.
I mean,
but what's the point? But what is your point? But what's your overall point then?
My overall point is the reason why I don't give a fuck about the Pope is because I know where them niggas come from. That's why
I mean, that's the – okay. That ain't the premise of this whole situation. God damn.
Did he catch the part where I said – the Pope not only controls religious factions, but he also controls the decisions made by political heads. And if politics is running this fucking country, you are affected. Your every move, the job you work at, the way you get treated at a fucking traffic stop, everything you fucking do is affected by these people that's in power and making these homosexual decisions that conflict with a heterosexual lifestyle. Absolutely. These are the people.
Well,
we just explained that they're in the schools. We done explained that they're in the schools. We done explained that they taken over the jails. We done explained. We ain't trying to be xenophobic here. You making it seem like a xenophobic type thing here. And we ain't xenophobic. We not afraid of homosexuals. And we ain't talking down on homosexuals. We talking down on the fact that these homosexuals called a Catholic church and all the other churches have perpetuated a fall on people and children and innocent children and are molesting them and fucking sacrificing them based on some shit called agape love or God's love. So we ain't finna play the fucking game like it don't exist. We not finna live in denial with you and say that we immune to this shit when it's affecting us. So if it ain't affecting you and you don't give a fuck, why is it important for you to speak on it when people that give a fuck are talking about it?
I was spoke on the reason why I don't give a fuck. And the reason why I don't give a fuck about him is because 2,000 years ago, I know and what I study is they are all perverse motherfuckers. And the Roman Catholic Church, which produces the Pope, came from that shit. And that is why I don't care. And that's what I'm explaining to you.
But I mean, homosexuality and all that shit go back way back to Sodom and Gomorrah. That shit go way back to the beginnings of religion.
Perverse motherfuckers. Now, if you know how far it went back, okay, I'm telling you where it came from back then. Roman Catholic comes from Rome. Pope is a Roman Catholic. Those Roman motherfuckers are nasty perverts. And that's why I don't care about a fucking Pope.
But that we know that. But we know that. We know that shit already. That we know. We know they perverts, and we know there's Roman Catholics, and all we talking about straight immunity within the church and what that means.
It's like
for
that.
What's that?
I'm sorry.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're referencing about how they're going to get diplomatic immunity and how that's going to affect, it's going to have a ripple effect on society. Whether you like it or not, it may not touch your household, but I hope it don't touch your circle. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't give them that much power.
Exactly.
It's about giving nobody no power. That shit ain't about giving nobody no power.
Hell no. Nah. This nigga don't talk this shit.
Oh, now? Now you reach it.
I just heard you say, Babylon, that the Pope, and the reason why they do that, and that's how they get control over the state and over the politics. So aren't you talking about two states of power, religious power, and the political power?
Are they not in the state? Are they not in the state?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm only speaking in reference to what Babylon is talking about. I'm not taking his words anywhere else other than what he said. And what I said was, I was just reiterating the fact of why I don't give a fuck about a Pope. That's it.
Okay,
I just want to say this.
Okay.
this nigga's going to keep going with why he don't give a fuck. But we're going to say again for the last fucking time that we don't give a fuck that you don't give a fuck. We give a fuck about what we're talking about. So, let me fucking finish. You can't interrupt me. I'm going to finish.
Okay.
So when you say you don't give a fuck, you just need to just understand that we done heard you. We understand the Pope them perverts, but what you saying is equivalent is of saying that you don't give a damn about nobody but you. That's what it sounds like. Let me finish, man. That's what it sounds like to us. I'm not going to overtalk you tonight, Moore. I'm not going to overtalk you tonight. So that's what it sounds like to us. You're going to have your chance to talk, Moore. You're going to have your chance to talk. You're going to have your chance to talk right after I get finished.
We only got 10 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
So yeah, we only got 10 minutes left in the show. So Byline, do you want to have anything to say about this immunity with the Vatican before we get on out of here?
No, not really.
The whole thing to me is basically, you know, more you got blinders on, and that's okay. You can have blinders on because you want to think that you have control over what your family does on every level, and it's not going to affect you. That's okay. If that's what you want to believe, then that's what you should believe. Have that belief system. I'm simply saying that all this shit seeps into your being. It absolutely does. And until one of your children comes to you and gives you the information that will make you realize that this is something that you cannot protect them from 24/7 unless you lock them in the house.
Oh, man.
And
play that.
Take your TV out. Take your radio out, take the internet out, take everything that can bring them outside influence into your house. Mm-hmm. This is going to come into your house. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
I understand that, fire, and I also know that I can't protect my children all the time, so it's imperative that I teach them to protect themselves. When the bullshit come your way, daddy not going to be there. I'm not going to be on this earth. Death is the only thing that is certain. I teach my children that when you see the bullshit, you question it, and you see if it's real or if it's bullshit. And
man, you know what, though? Can I cut in before you go, though, Moore? The problem with that is we talking about children dealing with adults. So your child cannot discern a fucking subliminal message or a pass from an adult that he trusts or she trusts. So if you're going to say that your protection is just to tell them and they're going to see the bullshit when they see the bullshit, you know how much bullshit comes through that goddamn TV that you don't even fucking see? It's shit you can't see.
That's not what I'm saying. Ultimately, what I'm saying is I'm not going to be here to protect them all the time. They need to know how to protect themselves. You can't teach a child how to protect themselves by constantly protecting them and not showing them look, this is shit. This is Shinola. This is sugar.
Uh-huh.
You have to explain those things to them. They won't know if you don't show them. And they, furthermore, they won't see in order to know if they're blind.
So how you gonna show them a faggot pass? How you gonna show them how a faggot come on to another man? How you gonna show them that?
Why would that be in my interest?
No, you don't show them sugar. That's what we fucking discussing, nigga. We discussing faggots and the Pope. So I'm asking you, how you gonna inform them of faggots?
Well, first of all, my children already know that all that is what you do with your private parts. That's all is.
You gonna answer the question though? How are you gonna inform them of a pass from a faggot? A faggot coming on to a son or a daughter, how the fuck are you going to inform them and show them this how faggot comes on or this how dyke comes on? How are you going to inform them of that?
I
just really see how this shit went from... just start off with a selfish comment right there, Moore. This shit has gotten way off from what we was talking about. I just sat and saw what just transpired. Now I see when a motherfucker say when somebody's doing a show and they say it's not about you, because that's what this shit turns into. I see what it turns into.
Yeah.
The point that was being made altogether before we get the hell up out of here is that, look, we see that there's a new Pope coming in. They about to put, probably put some sugar on top of shit, which is the Vatican Church, okay, taking this new venture into South America and Africa, and they're going to do it with either a blackface person as the face of the church or as a spokesperson, mouthpiece for the new church, okay? So the question was this shit going to invade Africa? We already see what it's done in North America. You already see what it's done. So it's all, everything has been intermingled within society and everything else. Now it goes to, not only is the Pope going to get immunity, but what about the rest of his fucking flock going to get? And that's what it comes down to. And so, kid, that was the whole premise of all this shit. It ain't got nothing to do with us, per se. You know, what you care for, what you don't care for, who giving who power and not. This is what they doing. This is what's currently going on as we sit here on this phone and talk.
That's right.
This shit is in action. So
don't you see them, Neff?
What's that?
Don't you see them doing what they're doing?
Absolutely. So why wouldn't I not speak on it?
And why would you not teach your children?
I mean, who not? What are you talking about? What are you talking? Who's not? Who wouldn't? Only an ignorant fool would not teach their children what's in the world and what is to come.
Thank you.
Okay.
So but that's not what you said, though. That's my point. That's not what you. That wasn't your original statement that turned it to all this other shit. But anyway.
Yeah.
Man, y'all give y'all a job. Look. We got a couple minutes left in the show, man. Give your parting shots or something before we get out of here, man. Let's wrap this shit up, man. Let's wrap it up with a, I don't even want to say bow tie because that sounds gay. Got me thinking about Thug Life. Bow tie and shit like that. So let's wrap this show up nice and neat, man, and pull all of it together, man, because that was the point. And the shit was so good, I didn't even get into Temptation. I can get into that next week, you know.
One thing before we go there, enough Temptation is one of the things, is the main reason why all the homosexuality is taking place. Temptation is the mental disorder that Fireline S was discussing, where these people have a low rate of being able to be returned back to a normal state of health in their mind, where their mind get attached by habit habitually and ritualistically with the Pope. So not only do they become habitual faggots, but faggotry and homosexuality amongst nuns and popes, the women and the men that's there, they all practice homosexuality ritualistically, something we most people never really discuss, is that it's practiced ritualistically.
Right.
So that's something, that's the temptation that's driving them now, is that, let me say it this way, I'm going to make short.
Mm-hmm.
When I say ritualistically, you got to understand that a ritual makes a person develop a habit. A ritual increases and reinforces whatever habit you wish to have, like prayer every morning, like that. So they practice homosexuality ritualistically. So it's a part of their rites, what they do.
This. Okay.
And they will claim it as such. Anybody else before we got to hear Fireliners? Anything to say before we head on out?
Yeah, let me say something that throws a whole different view on this.
Yes.
I want to say that the sex drive is a powerful drive.
That's right.
And so even if you are not interested in little children, because we know that the Baptist minister is having sex with half the women in the church, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That whole institution, and I said this earlier, that whole institution is corrupt.
Corrupt.
And I really believe that it is motivated by people who work off of the sex drive, whether it's children or it's women, or whatever it is, because that is the most, if you see a church, you know it's some promiscuality going on in there.
That's right.
Look at a mosque.
Absolutely.
You know it's some promiscuality going on in there. Whatever it is, whatever one of these buildings you look at, that's why the Mormons have seven wives.
So there it is, y'all. There it is. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. More, Firelinus, Babylon, all the callers that come, 708, you know, midnight, everybody for the, you know, had a great show tonight. Y'all get ready for the, everybody, y'all get ready for the Queen of Fama show on Sunday, and, we, you know, it recycles, and we start again Monday with the Donna Coleon show. So everybody be safe. See y'all again. All right. Peace.
Peace, now.
Peace.
Some cats really like to, you know, profile the front, and then the jigs go down. All at once, they like,
don't get mad, 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 don't get mad.
You're out on the block hustling at the spot. This is how you get got at the gambling spot, and your hand is mad hot. Got. This is how you get got out of Brooklyn late night, flashing all of your rocks. Got. This is how you get got. Some girl from Penthouse said I like you a lot. Got. This is how you get got. This one go to all them big world cats with ice on their limbs and big rims on their act. You roll around town with your system bumped and your windows cracked, load a profile in the front. Now I like to have nice things just like you, but I'm from Brooklyn. Certain shit you just don't do, like high posting when